This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening to all of you listening from local and far away and the ships at sea and everywhere. Hi, guys. It's Studio C. It's Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marty Ryer, Al Perkins. Ready for our Tuesday night endeavor into God knows what this is going to be. But I'm sure it'll be exciting. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
We're ready for the shit shows. Who is it?
I look over and she's dancing.
Kat, is that you that said that? Is that your, what you mentioned in the
show? Said something about a shit show?
Ready for the shit show.
Probably.
Good description of what.
Yeah. Well, I used to work Sunday night on a regular basis, and we just called it Shit Show Sunday.
Oh, SSS?
Yeah. Or if we were feeling particularly rhymey, we would call it Shit Show Domingo.
That's good for our Latino listeners.
Yeah, that's good. I like the rhyminess of that one.
Yeah. Is that a word?
Say it again.
Shit Show Domingo.
I like that.
Isn't
that
nice?
Show Domingo.
And then we would sing it. No, you don't just say it. You say it in like a really loud booming like Shit Show Domingo.
Oh, almost Sábado Gigante.
Right, it's very Univision.
Sí, yeah.
Welcome to Sábado Gigante.
Seriously, some people would walk it.
Snickers. You know, that's how the
whole Frank, come on.
Sneaker.
Shit Show.
With nuts, yes.
Available on a bit of insap. All that. Well, before we get too into tonight's show, we gotta give this shout out right quick. I feel that if we don't, we're somehow remiss. So let's get this out of the way right now. For those of you who are under a rock and not paying attention, apparently there's unrest in Baltimore this week.
Strangely, so I have been under a rock.
I just wanted to make sure that we got in all that we could. Our love for... Currently not on fire.
Yeah.
Last time I looked at CNN,
yeah,
I don't know.
Are we sure?
I've been waiting for...
I'm literally right now looking at a website that says state of emergency, buildings on fire, stores looted.
Was that yesterday? It may have been yesterday.
I was under a rock. I don't know.
So 5 minutes ago.
All of the glamorous correspondents from the various networks, news and otherwise, are broadcasting live from there today of the remnants of said fired store.
Well, thank God.
So they showed the remnants of the CVS and a senior center that was being built, an apartment complex that was
that
being
was
built.
Huge.
And that was gone. I was really surprised that one portion of it that didn't look burned at all. Like, actually, it was the building of the elevator shaft.
Yeah, I feel like that part wasn't wood.
Torch mark. No, it wasn't wood. But usually, even after fire, there's smoke marks on it.
Some char.
I have a feeling that, and there was something that was saying that might have been something to lead the cops and firemen to a different part of town to do something else.
Right.
But then it kind of.
Well, I was actively reading headlines on my phone last night throughout the night. Obviously, with the time difference, it's a couple hours deeper into the. And at one point, I saw a headline, fire and police officials say they have exhausted all resources. Like, we can't go to another fire.
Yeah.
They can't do anything else. So I'm like,
it is very rare that you're watching TV and you watch a major U.S. city burn.
Just like, burn.
Yeah. And I was actually in another room and I was just commenting because CNN's always on in the background while I'm in the other room. Mm-hmm. And I just heard Miguel Marquez's voice. And I just said to my friend that I was chatting with online, I'm like, oh, turn on CNN. I'm like, that's my friend Miguel. And then I went back and rewound like 25 minutes because I was like, well, this sounds
like
we're not at peaceful protest anymore. And I just happened to rewind it back to like the start of the ruckus and like the puncturing of those fire hoses live on TV. And I'm like, that is a ballsy fucking move.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They stabbed those fire hoses like with a reporter standing right here. They just walked up and bam. And then the second guy was even more blatant. Like the first one was hard to see, but the second guy was like, boop. I'm like, well, your picture's on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty sure you're getting arrested at some point.
I think we're only like three people away from, questioning to find out who you are.
I mean, if Facebook can recognize who the fuck I am in a picture, I'm pretty sure that law enforcement can figure out who you are.
Everybody had their own personal headdresses, and scarves.
Oh, of course
they would.
Did you see the video of the mom that found her son?
I did see that one.
That was it. She just beat the shit out of him.
Beating his head.
What do you do? I'm sure there's audio, but I can just imagine the audio of what do you do?
The audio is hysterical.
Oh, I didn't hear the audio.
Oh, the audio is like, what the fuck? And it's all bleeped out. But they're like, we'll just give you the highlights.
How the bleep and the bleep, and the I didn't bleep to raise you to bleep.
She says something to him like, "If you're gonna be out here fucking tearing up the streets, and you're gonna take that fucking hood off."
Because you see her like tearing at it.
Yeah, she's like, "You are gonna show your face if you're gonna do this kind of shit."
Oh, all right, Mom.
Oh my God, it was funny.
Hashtag
thanks, Annette.
And I had seen. I had been watching a couple days prior because Miguel was on, and they were all walking down the street, and they cut to Miguel, and he's walking among protesters, and they just had big "fuck the police" signs up, and they're CNN, and they went live to him with like no warning, and Miguel didn't know what exactly was behind him,
mm-hmm.
and so he just turns a camera, I mean, just hands his microphone to this kid, and this kid's like, "Fuck this and fuck that and fuck you all and fuck this," and there's big "fuck the" and there's CNN live, like. The beep button wasn't working.
No delay
yet.
At the point.
Yeah.
And it took them a good solid 3 minutes to cut back to Aaron Burnett. And Aaron Burnett's like, "Well, it's live TV."
Yeah. Well, that's.
And
what
then fun. She goes, right. "We'd like to replay you the high emotions of the moment, but it would be like an episode of Dexter on CBS." Beep. I mean,
the whole thing is tragic out there, though. I mean, it really just is. Like, oh my God!
And a city that's been a city that's been at war for 20 some years, if not more.
Yeah.
And just if you see some of the pictures of the real inner city there, that it's just blown out and desolate.
I have found it interesting, and I've not heard, granted, I've not been glued to the news, and I've not heard anybody else bring this up, but it was striking to me when the initial news conferences happened, not only immediately after Mr. Gray died, and there were initial, you know, the investigation was started and all these other things, but when other things like this have happened in other cities, Ferguson and the like, mm-hmm. every fucking city official's white. And in Baltimore, the mayor and the police commissioner are black, and they're still having trouble keeping these fuckers calm down.
And they have a majority, not a majority, but there's a big percentage of black cops. Mm-hmm. This is just a city that's been... this
tensions
police,
have been high.
Oh, my God. And the police department's been... They have, like, money set aside for lawsuits because they just get sued. And it's been decades, and they just can't get in front of this police force. It's really one of those things that if you just watch the... you just have to find some happiness
in
it. But if you look back at how long this has been going on with this police force, and then if you look through those cities in Baltimore and those like the old parts of Philadelphia that were like bombed out during the movement, like all these inner cities, they're just so run down and poverty stricken, intense that you just know something's about to fucking go. Like, we're just one matchstick away from the whole thing blowing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all I keep thinking as I'm watching this. Like, either somebody does something about this, or we just watch city by city burn. Because the tensions are real in almost every major city in the country.
Well, and isn't Biden Baltimore? Or Maryland?
Well, I always
Pennsylvania for sure.
I know he's from Pennsylvania, and I think he was a senator
from
Maryland.
Yeah.
But
I haven't heard anything about him jumping up, going, "Hey, whoa!"
This goes back so far. Remember that show Providence that was on? There was a TV show Providence,
yeah.
with Maria something long Greek name. Well, the mayor of
Menounos,
sure, maybe.
I'm making that.
Yeah, I don't know either. But there was a conversation years ago between the mayor of Providence and the mayor of Baltimore. Right. And even though Providence has some issues, the mayor was saying, like, they make this beautiful show about this lovely family in Providence, and we have homicide life on the street.
Got it.
Yeah. Like, this is what the nation thinks about our two towns. Mm-hmm. And it's just... It's shocking, but it's not shocking. Like, it's
Delaware. Delaware. Thank you.
Yes, and that's the state that, pick it out on a map, I dare you.
It's boop. Oh, that's
there.
That's one that when we drew the states, I was like,
no, wait.
Damn it, I forgot Delaware.
On the weather map, it's here.
Yeah, that's true.
Right here.
Yes.
And I've been there.
And the low pressure system is here.
Am I in the green this way? Area? No. I did see that part, but I didn't.
But we have to establish again when I'm here. Like, this is Maine. This is California.
Negatory.
Like, how are we doing?
No, opposite.
This is Maine. This is California.
Yeah. Right. California's there, and then if you raise that one up high, then there's Washington and Oregon.
Okay. Yeah. So Delaware's like here-ish.
Not down.
No, it's not that far down.
Well, I don't know.
Is it about
know.
2 o'clock, 2:30?
Is Florida on the floor?
Yeah.
Because you got to raise that map up for the viewing
Now, further
audience.
South Dakota's noon. Yeah, but you gotta, so has you got, is it one, is it two?
Ways, like, You got to get to go up. Well,
it depends on where you put Florida. You got to give me some perspective here.
Well, Florida's here, and then you have the Georgias, the Carolinas.
You just can't go back. You can't go deeper. You got to go up to get Delaware. So if Florida's here,
then we go up to Georgias, the Carolinas, Virginia,
exactly. Delaware.
Then you hit your Delaware, Maryland,
and then Maine's way up here.
Be sure to tune in at the beginning of hour two when we figure out where the fuck we are.
By the way, we're still learning our green screen motions.
I know. I just when we get this down. We'll be able to do the weather.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I've got the
Marty.
I've got the jet stream coming across this way.
Did you just call me his cat?
No, Marty. Next week. Or last week, when you were out here, the executive decision was made that we're going to green screen.
Oh, I saw that part.
You saw? Okay, yeah.
Oh, good.
I want the floating head, actually, because I think I'll look much thinner. So I'm good with that. I'm going to figure out the green.
The size of the screen.
Shit.
Shit.
Well, I'm son of a bitch, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh.
Well,
so how
big can we get that screen is what I want to know.
Exactly.
Well, how big do you want it?
How low can you go?
Boy, howdy, Clayton. Yeah. So good morning.
Sure did.
Solve that world's problem right away.
Did we ever figure out where Delaware was? That was my question. No?
It's right here.
Excellent.
It's north of Virginia.
Right?
I'm 99% sure it's west of Maryland.
Good morning, Baltimore.
I know, Julia, get a map. It's coming down to that.
Totally.
No, that's one of the
things. We've said that for a long time.
But we played that game a long time ago of like name all 50 states.
I remember that. That was very fun.
And epic fails.
That's
and then,
where further South Dakota
is. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That was not from us. That was one of the guests.
But that was
on
one of the
map.
Memes, right.
But that was funny as hell. Very, very funny.
And that was, I got every one of them except Delaware.
Yeah, because you're like, well, it's...
There's something over here.
It's
missing.
Tiny.
Yeah. I'm like, there's something, but I have no idea what.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. Was like, I know it's in this region. Yeah.
I feel comfortable.
If somebody in the chat room could post a link to a map of Delaware,
we don't need to see Delaware. We need to see Delaware in relation to.
Well, no, I know.
If
but
only there was a way.
Yeah.
No.
That well, one of us could
but
do.
But no, I'm saying we're so
if
busy
we
doing the show,
nice.
The listeners could just supply us with data.
Back Look, with a Wilma Flintstone
map
flip phone.
Of United.
You're defeating your own purpose.
Yeah.
State.
You're supposed to be looking up topics.
I did. No, I found 8 minutes I found my segment. Look, I'm done.
Okay, good.
I put a lot
east
of time
east of Maryland. The Delaware
see,
River. Jesus
we were
Christ.
Right.
I was
no,
just,
no.
I was just Virginia. There like 2 years ago.
Well, can you get that map larger,
Cal? I'm all about Meow Cal. See, the Minnesotans
God.
Are representing.
Okay.
Well, not this
and
one.
And now that I remember, because I was just in...
Oh, look at that,
look at that.
I was in Philadelphia on the Delaware River, so I know exactly where it is.
Post a link to that right there.
Because across from Philadelphia was Delaware.
There's Maryland, there's Delaware.
Little tiny thing.
I knew that there was something
Maryland,
with Biden.
And then Delaware just sits in a little Maryland shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, Maryland shelf.
A little Maryland cubby, if you will.
And I was thinking it was more inland, but then, of course, I remember
I used to love her on talk shows. Maryland cubby. She was so funny.
I don't even know what that is.
I have no idea.
I don't know, but I think that's
totally
my new drag
kidding
name.
You. Yeah. I'm making it's a drag name.
Yeah. Oh.
She said
nice.
It's a Maryland like, cubby. And I'm like, oh,
well, because there's a little like cubby shelf in Maryland where Delaware just sits.
With a beautiful bay. The Chesapeake Bay is just lovely. By the way.
Hokey smokes, but
well,
we
actually,
that
I went
oh,
camping
that
there one time.
All right, you should be surprised that I don't know where the gay beach, not Clayton. Clayton's not going.
Didn't
we'll go.
Buddy just posted something about that.
Which
yes,
one?
He did.
What did Buddy do?
On Al's Facebook.
I think yes, because of the calling me Miss Baltimore Crabs.
Yes.
So, Kat, what'd you do this week?
I thought it was going to be specific to that map.
Are we doing that? I was actually watching my phone just recite everything that you were saying, because apparently I touched something and it was listening to you. That's a lot of fun. It is, in my world, it is book fair week, so I have literally been under a rock. From the last time I was here, I had a quick day off, and that was delightful, but I don't remember it. And then I spent 2 solid days getting kind of prepped and ready for the book fair Thursday, Friday. Worked in the midst of all that work all weekend.
Work.
And then Monday morning, first thing, My book fair partner in crime had texted me and said, you know, I'm not sure. I may have to abandon you this morning. Like, my kid's not feeling good. And I still, you know, I say to people all the time when they, like, have to bail out because of their kids and they're apologetic so much. I'm like, allegedly, that's the reason that we're here. So we should probably take care of the children first, and all of the other activities will figure it out. But allegedly, the children are the reason that we're here.
They're the future, according to Whitney Houston.
I believe the children are the future.
I'm not sure.
Let them lead the way, for God's sake.
Let them take a bath first.
So, you know, Monday morning's kind of touch and go.
Danger.
Hi, Ken, live show virgin.
Welcome, Ken. And, so I'm up at a time that I had forgotten even existed.
Oh.
My phone actually kind of slapped me and said, are you sure, when I set the alarm for 6:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you mean it?
It did, yes. There was just a little tiny arm that, like, reached out of my phone and slapped me in the face and was like, are you sure,
really?
Bitch? Right. And I had to assure it that, yes, I really mean that. So I'm up bright and early Monday morning, and I'm ready, and I'm texting with my buddy. Where, you know, we've got coffee things happening, and we've got, I don't know, do I need to go pick it up? Do you not need to?
But doing this is fun, though, isn't it? I like just doing this. Shaking and moving.
We are. We're shaking and moving on a Monday morning, and I've got all my things packed, and I've loaded all in the van, and I'm ready to go, and I'm going to be on time, and I'm feeling prepared because this is, like, the sixth in 2 years that I've done, so I feel fairly qualified to run a book fair, even by myself, even if my buddy has to stay home and take care of her kid. And I jump in the van, and I turn the key, and click, 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 click.
Oh, no.
Right. So
that's disappointing.
I, that moment, turn into a giant child and throw a tantrum in the seat of my car.
And allegedly it's for the kids. So
I'm,
you were just
sitting,
acting it out.
Well, no, and the kids that attached to me were their father, so I didn't even have kids to worry about.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was totally prepared and ready to just run this thing.
You were an adult child in your driveway.
And so I'm in my garage. Click, click, click.
Hey, Nero.
And I'm just stunned. And so I turn the key again, click, 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 nothing. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Is this happening to me right now? And this entire, like,
and your alarm clock's still going, see, I told you. See, I told you.
Go back to sleep.
The alarm clock's going, bitch, what?
How do you like me now? Yeah. How do you like me now?
However you self-identify.
So I run into the house, and Sharon was still home because I was leaving before her.
Oh.
I know. So she's still home. And I said, what time do you have to leave for work? She said, 10 minutes. I said, nope, right now. You have to take me to school. Right now, let's go. Yeah.
Why didn't you just jump start the van?
Well, because I had to fucking go. Busy. I'm very busy and very important. Anyway,
I would have thought about
there was a whole, like, teacher preview that morning. Like, someone needed to be there.
Okay.
So I have her drop me off, and I was going to be spending like 14 hours at the school anyway because there was an evening event. So I was literally at an elementary school running the book fair from 7 a.m. until we didn't leave until after 9 p.m. Like,
hokey smokes.
Yeah, 14 hours, and we had, you know, food brought
That's
in.
A lot of books.
The wonderful thing about surrounding yourself with so many moms is I apparently still put off that, like, homeless orphan vibe, and they feel like they need to take care of me, so they're like,
and you always milk that, do not ever let
it go. I'm never gonna let it go. No, because there was a point in time when that was true, and that was very nice because there was survival happening, but now I just kind of still put off that vibe, so they're, you know, and they're totally wonderful people and good friends of mine, and they're just bringing me coffee, and they're like,
probably
well,
also
eat.
Got out, well, you know, Kat doesn't have a car today.
Oh, I told everybody that would listen. Are you
kidding
me?
Sure you did.
I'm like, hey, guess whose car didn't start today? Don't know how I'm getting home, but I'm not going home till 9 o'clock.
Also, I'm hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I can't get to lunch.
No, seriously. No, yeah, like, my phone's blowing up. Hey, what can I bring you to eat? Hey, what's going on? So, yeah, I was well fed. I was well caffeinated.
There was a couple of Filipino women that I went to nursing school with.
I didn't know where this story was going.
And I have to say, one day I expressed a need, like a hunger that was not quite satisfied, and, like, there wasn't time. And I know that sounds completely wrong. But I said something about being hungry and, like, having to study and not being able to, like, get to food. Like, I really, and oh my God, like, they emptied their bags, and these women are prepared.
They carry everything.
Oh my God, they're ready for Thanksgiving at a moment's notice anywhere.
I must be a small Filipino woman.
The funny, exactly. It was like kind of the kind of shit that you do. So from then on, I was fed every single day of school. Like, they would sit on either side of me.
Oh,
and and this is how we achieved this weight.
Right.
Filipino.
Sure.
Filipino kindness.
Yeah. No, and they're all...
The freshman 10 became the what? What scale?
And they're all becoming, like, super wonderful friends of mine. Like, it's so great to be surrounded by the people that I am and the wonderful people. So I've been well taken care of, and I did that yesterday, and I did it today, too. Again, without car. I finally called and had somebody tow it and get it and take care of it. And It's all better. It was a battery, but it's all
better. Yeah, I knew. I could tell by
the sound. Yeah,
yeah, battery.
I knew from your description. Yeah. That might be a battery.
I had a feeling too, but I was like, you know what? I have not the time for this, so we're going to have other people do that.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the wonderful luxuries that we have.
Ain't nobody got no time for that.
If you don't have the time for
covered,
it.
Is it covered by any warranty or service?
God, no.
Okay,
no.
Then we don't want to probably go into
it. Well, batteries don't ever. Well, they just die in Arizona.
They just die here.
Right, but I didn't know if there was a pre-existing warranty with this vehicle she had, because she hasn't had it that long.
No, that would be wonderful, but no, there was no warranty, because of course I bought it pre-owned.
Okay.
You know, like you do. It's only a year
gently
old.
Used to those. Yeah.
Gently used. Gently used. Yeah, that needs to be a word.
No, but they don't. Put that on your list. Yeah, as many gently used. As many cars as I've bought and like, had that gung ho warranty. The one thing they're always like,
battery.
You live in Arizona. Battery, you're on your own. Those things just fry up.
Yeah. Well, and the
car. So when your car runs on a battery, the whole fucking thing, it makes you really nervous.
Well, there's that.
And unfortunately, apparently, like the battery that's in my van would also power, I don't know, like the space shuttle, because god awfully expensive.
Oh, they all are anymore. I'm astounded. Lord. I
looked at the bill and it was like $20 of labor, which I'm like, okay, legit, $20. Put the battery in. Go ahead, do your thing.
30 minutes.
$20. Okay, great. I'm not opposed to it. $200 for a battery. I was like,
No, wait, did you get the factory?
At that point, sell the car.
Dodge.
Yeah. Crapped a little bit.
Whatever Dodge Chrysler battery.
Well, that's a personal story.
Okay. Well, I was going back years ago.
He did. He told me the price on the phone.
Cock a Domingo.
Yeah.
Told me the price on the phone and a little bit of poop.
All right. I'm going to give her Cock a Domingo.
That's good.
That's a winner.
On a Tuesday.
I want to say we discussed this at some point in recent history about components
shitting
for vehicles.
Pants?
No.
Oh, okay.
The fact that. I remember growing up, like a starter for a car was like $25-$30.
I had a truck that used to burn through them, and they were like $60 at the time.
Batteries are like $25-$40
sure.
back in the day. Oh. And now even for my old S10 pickup, $128-$140. Yeah. And I'm like, well, it's doing the same thing that the $25 battery did. What's the deal? But yeah, just extortion rates.
$189.95 plus.
But
tax.
What I have learned to do
sauce on the side.
What I've learned to do and
serves one.
Serves TS. Yes,
unless you're getting rid of a vehicle, what I do is I always buy the gold level of battery.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I got
because
the,
that's
I got
the
3 year,
5 year. Yeah. I don't care what you do, they'll replace it for nothing.
But they prorate those.
Oh, but the first 3 years are not prorated.
Right.
So after that, nothing makes it that long.
Yeah, I mean,
so I pay the extra, and then I just swap out.
Once you hit 3 years in a car with me, I'm just praying.
You're just buying a new car.
I'm just convinced the whole
you're
thing's
like,
going down the toilet.
It's dead. I need a new car. Yeah.
Then oil change becomes a shopping spree. Like.
I've my van's feeling loved. It's got all brand new brakes. It's got a brand new battery.
You can stop and go.
I can stop and go.
Wow. Oh, it's right. Last week was all about the brakes.
Last week was all about brakes. I know.
It's good stuff.
One more thing and I'm buying a new car.
Yeah. I'm not expecting you to have any more problems anytime soon.
Fuck it.
There
from
you
your mouth.
Yeah.
To God's ears.
That's right. That's right.
And shuttling around the oval table to the woman who has no problems with her car ever.
Subaru!
Oh, nah. Come on.
The lesbian mobile.
Well, that was bullshit. Now look what just happened.
He just jinxed you. Is what
no,
happened?
Take it back.
Well, no. What have you had? You had something.
I've had quite a few things.
Oh,
yeah. Just recently, because you know the warranty is we were saying.
Well, sure, they're running out. Yeah,
it went bye bye.
You know, according to the commercial,
I think
makes Subaru a Subaru.
I'm like 700 miles from.
She became
100,000.
A woman in that back seat.
So.
I love. What do they say in that commercial? Either she grew up in that backseat or she became a woman in the backseat. And I'm like, we need to go back to the drawing table
rethink that one.
She grew up in the backseat of that car. I'm like, was it the prom or
my favorite
homecoming?
Is with that elderly lady that's in the back, granny, who's like, well, your grandpa liked leather seat. Well, and everyone's like, mom. So I had missed out on last week, and it always kind of throws me off a little bit. I missed you guys. Aaron and I are going on our fourth week of celebrating our anniversary.
I was just going to say,
that's as we do. I figure if
hashtag
I just...
Hashtag SMH.
Shake my head.
Yes, very nice.
I have found out that based on the length of time that you've celebrated, at some point, Fox News is going to adhere the word war to your celebration. The war on happiness or whatever.
Right. Margarine Ernie, the war on happiness.
The war continues. Week 5, they're still happy.
Well,
Republicans are outraged.
I'm just trying to baffle her with bullshit. I figure if we just keep doing fun stuff, she'll stay.
It'll be a new year.
It's a new year.
Were you concerned that she was going to leave?
Was she packing?
Was the chain tight?
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, fun.
Is she a known flight risk?
It's more fun that way, I think. It's just more fun. So last weekend, I surprised her because we like to do this little Ferris wheel thing. It's kind of our thing, if you will. And so I found a county fair. You can fuck off, sir.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
I want to know if I won't.
What?
You said if I will. I want to know if I won't.
Well, then just take off your headphones.
Good.
Anyway, I found this county fair in Tucson. And so Pinal County. Well, then they
can still hear you.
And it was terrifying, quite frankly. First of all, Pinal County. And then second, it was a turbo fucking Ferris wheel. They gave
now,
us...
Now, do they advertise it as the world's fastest?
No.
Or is it just something you discovered while you were flying about?
We get into the Ferris wheel, and they hand us seat belts, basically, and say, put these on, put it over
They're
your
They're supposed
shoulder.
To be attached to the ride.
No. We have not... When we go to the state fair here... It's the enclosure.
It's
kind of
taking
thing.
Your life in your okay. hands.
Oh my
I almost
God.
Got shot at the state fair.
This was
almost
hysterical.
Died.
They hand us the stuff and we're like, oh my God, I'm so sure. Okay, we're in the Ferris wheel. You know, let's put this on. And we're just going around in a circle. It was
so Ferris wheels do.
Yeah, exactly. That part wasn't the surprise.
Not 100 miles an hour. It was terrible. Somebody just turned that shit up. So it was, we were laughing real hard. That was very fun. Also, the people that were there were really interesting.
Well, always special.
I'm sure, yeah.
Carnies are always
fair,
special.
At once a carny, always a carny.
Yeah.
At the fair in general, you're going to see interesting things. We just found some different interesting things.
You're in Pinal County.
I know.
And that's not a joke.
I know.
Pinal County. It's French.
So then we went to Newsies.
Sorry.
We went and saw Newsies, for those out there that know of the Broadway show. Because, you know, now I'm getting all hoity about
What did you see there?
Newsies.
Oh, was that not a delight?
Oh, my God. It was real good.
Did you
it
see
was real
today?
Good. I did.
Good.
I was
Were
very
you the king
impressed.
Of New York?
That not, that tap number is just extraordinary, isn't it?
It was. The whole thing, the set was pretty cool. And then Aaron pointed out at the end, it looked a lot like Hollywood Squares, the way they had it.
Yeah,
so it was
yeah.
kind of fun. So we did that.
Now, could the lead guy tap dance, or did he exit the stage when they started tap dancing? Because that's what Jeremy Jordan had to do.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Could the lead guy actually join in on the tap dance, the King of New York tap dance, or did he mysteriously disappear for 2.5 minutes during the...
So I'm going to turn that one to Aaron, because I had stepped out and I saw it on the screen, so I'm not sure.
You missed the big number?
No. I saw it, but I wasn't right there. Like, right in the thing still.
That's missing the big number if you're not seeing it live.
No, I saw it. I was able to see it. I just couldn't sit there anymore.
I'm like, that's like the first couple numbers of the show.
No. This is like kind of toward the...
Perhaps it's
towards the intermission?
Towards the intermission.
Oh, okay.
I feel like, yeah. So, anyway, there are no shortage of tattoo artists in Pinal County at all. Anyway, we did that, and it was very fun. It was just a one-day turnaround, quick trip, and so that was very nice. And then today, the last 2 days, I've come to a very clear realization of something. We had a retreat for work, and that is...
torture.
Torture. Except I love my company more. It's just, why can't these things be in the evening? And so they make you get up early. And then be there. And apparently...
Kat is very used to this now. She's
now she is.
I'm a daywalker these days.
That's why I laughed at your alarm clock.
Daywalker.
I laughed at your alarm clock because it was hysterical. Because that's
Did
what
yours slap
doing.
You
like,
too?
What
it was like,
in
what
God's
the fuck?
Name? You go to bed now. Why are you
boop,
waking
boop.
Up
Do
now?
You mean PM?
Right,
boop,
right.
What time do you want to get up?
So today I had a presentation, and I always, for some reason, get nervous. I don't know. And so I had everything together and whatnot, and I got very little sleep. And then got up, and I had to be there at 8:30 this morning. For me, that's real early.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's still nighttime.
That's just what I thought. And everyone's all very wide awake, and oh, good morning, and that's
perky
a fucking oxy.
Fucking morning.
Good morning is an oxymoron.
Morning.
See,
perky
I'm going to disagree.
People.
Once I'm out of bed and in public, I can be perky.
Oh,
happy morning.
No.
Oh no, we got guns for
it's,
people like
it's
you.
That trip.
Seriously.
It's that trip though, from like the bed to the yeah. destination that no. don't get in the way.
Oh, mine's the journey from bed to 5 p.m. that I just hate all humans.
Mine's just opening my eyes. What the hell?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you know why the show starts at 7
p.m.
Because, oh, I am a terrorist in the morning. And when people start being chirpy, I'm like, and I just like,
don't.
You go, you, just over there.
Yeah, so
there's got to be somebody like you somewhere else, because that ain't me.
I had to go on at 9, and we did this. It was very fun. The Myers-Briggs. Have you guys ever heard of the Myers-Briggs test? It's an indicator, like a type indicator. No.
Is that the orange, green, blue, yellow?
Nope, that one's different.
Okay.
This is a, like, are you extrovert or introvert? Are you thought, thinking, or feeling kind of thing? This, and it goes through, and it really is pretty spot on. And so we did it with all of our managers today.
Is it like Pictionary? Kidding, I'm totally kidding.
No, but it could be.
It's a jackal. It's a jackal.
Sounds like.
Anyway, we had a we had a really good time with
two
it.
Syllables.
And so what I've learned though is that at the beginning yesterday at 9 o'clock in the morning,
you were one personality.
And then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock this afternoon, for an entire hour, this person did this. Meditation is not for me. At all, not even kind of, not sort of, and I kind of want to punch somebody in the throat if they ever come up and they're like, the lights are going to go down. How do you feel? You feel good? Good. I want you to think of a special person. Now think of another person.
It sounds like a good massage to me.
Oh my God, it was fucking terrible. I wanted to punch this person in the throat.
I'd be listing up serial killers, Ted Bundy, and the son of Sam, Richard Manson. Yeah,
I was special people. Oh my God, this is,
and Michelob.
It was the most terrifying thing
I'd
ever been a part
of. Voices and dim lights. Tonight and Clayton singing three-way in the back room.
This was not You haven't seen the people I work with.
Let it be low and brown.
Well, I feel like the lights are dark enough.
No, it's not. It's not dark enough, ever.
And I'm okay with, like, quiet meditation as long as everyone else shuts the fuck up.
This wasn't even... No. This was not...
It's called sleep.
Yes. If I'm at home and I'm sleeping, fine. I'm meditating. Leave me alone. This... It was insane. So I know that I'm not cut out for that. My legs were bouncing. I'm like, how do we meditate?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Can we meditate faster?
Can we do the hand jive? Like, you know, what's going on?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
The bird is the word, the bird, the bird, the bird, the bird.
I'm looking all over. I found all the things like on the ceiling and the wall that needed to be fixed or repainted. I'm like, can we move this along?
So Clayton was with you.
No.
No, but I wanted to call him.
Yeah.
Can you? Because I was
like, can you come fix this?
I was right on Central and McDowell. Could you bring me some tools?
I love
the library.
Oh. The morning is the best time of day. Potential of what is coming. Quiet time. Watching the sunrise. Fuck off. No, I love you, but you'd be going off a bridge. No. But besides that, I see the sunrise every day that I work.
I see the sunrise. I just stay up for it.
Sure.
And Richard, thank you, honey. Yeah, I should have known that. I should have known better.
Somewhere around late December, I don't quite catch the sunrise because I'm in my car going home. But
right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that has been the
you're going
that's
off a
been
bridge.
The week. But we just don't ever need to do any of that meditation shit stuff. And God love you, people that love it. But
no, and I quietly meditate, but I call it ignoring you. That's, you know what I mean.
I'm not meditating. I'm ignoring you.
No, I am. I was meditating earlier while you were talking.
Right, exactly.
You just,
for the last like 5 minutes.
You just didn't know. I forgot to put on my I'm meditating hat.
Fair enough. Go on. I need to meditate now. What about you?
No, I meant the general you, not you.
I see. I was very confused.
I'm using the royal you, we the people.
I'm going to use the royal you in a minute.
I paid for last week kind of hard. The listeners may recall me being a little extra spicy last week, and I kept
didn't know that.
Saying,
I gotta listen. I like
I just kept saying, like, I don't understand why I'm so fucked up. I had such a big breakfast. Well, it should occur to you around 10:25 as the show's ending that you keep commenting on breakfast, and it's now 10:25
p.m. at night,
and right. I can no longer not eat and drink. Like,
you had had no food all
no,
day?
No, no, I ate breakfast, and then we were just picking at this
shit. How did
shit.
We not have stuff?
No, all we I had no berries. I had just that, and I was.
I had no berries.
No, but we.
I'm with
but
Ken.
We were taught. We were literally
like
talking
bird
so
cage.
Much that I never sat there and like chowed no down berries. On anything. We never went. We just went and drank more afterwards. Had
sure.
Like one more drink outside. I got home, almost set the house on fire.
Why?
Because I put a frozen pizza in the oven and then passed out cold.
Oh.
The only thing that saved me from some kind of like Nepalese disaster was the I had heard the buzzer, gotten up and turned it off, and I like to keep it in the off oven for a couple extra minutes so it gets a little extra crispy.
Like you do.
And then I woke up at like 6:30 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, there's a pizza in that fucking oven. Like, why is the house not filled with smoke? And it was all done, and it was still warmish.
Lukewarmish and ready to rock.
Oh, my God. But I had a hangover that led... Oh, my God. It was ugly. Oh. And it went right into, like, 1 o'clock the next morning. And then it went right into, like, allergies. And I'm like, this was just such a waste of what had started off as a beautiful week just turned into just sneezing and farting my way into the end of it. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. But
welcome to middle age, Al.
Oh, my God. But
the moral of the story is we need more food in here.
Okay.
No, the moral of the story was I went to the gym a little bit earlier, and I went and got dinner and then came here. I'm like, no more of this empty stomach. I got to be the Katie June and show up with a full meal. Like I didn't drink anything more than we ever did. Like I had bottle of wine, and then I had a glass of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
That's not out of the ordinary.
No, right.
But I was T-rashed. I don't remember getting home last week from Stacy's. I don't remember saying goodbye to either one of you two.
When I saw that you guys were all out, I'm like, oh, Lord. It had to have been a good one.
It was a giggle fest.
And then I wrote strip. I wrote strip down, and I'm like, did we strip there? And I realized, oh, my God, I'm talking about Depeche Mode. We must have heard the
I know,
song strip.
The Facebook post went something about Depeche Mode, Clayton, Kat, Stacy's strip. And I was like, what? Hold on, everybody. Show me your hands.
Exactly.
Hands on top of the table, because I was not part of that party.
Yeah, no, exactly. I must have left early. So then I went with visual clues and figured out what we were talking about.
Visual clues.
But then...
I backtracked a little.
Well, I looked under the covers. I'm like, this did not strip. but then a friend called on Friday and said she had a couple of tickets to Motown.
Mm.
And
hey.
if we did a little hostage swap in Tempe so she could go to bed because she was working Sunday night and had stuff to do in the morning. So if we could arrange a Sunday morning hostage swap, I could have her Motown ticket. So the Wilk and I went.
Very fun.
The Wilk has... Hi, the whole time I've known Doug, he always asks me, he's like, oh, you know, I like Motown. Have you ever heard any of their music? And I'm like, what song do you want to hear?
Yeah.
And I'm always like making him CDs. He's like, oh, I forget you like Motown. I'm like, what?
I was just this week officially introduced to him.
To Doug?
Yeah, he stopped by and scooped up Gina for some... Friday evening.
Oh, they went and saw Lady Christian or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he
the trailer
came by,
trash review.
Yeah, and was very, very sweet and introduced himself and had friend requested me on Facebook like months ago. And turns out it was just a thumb accident. Yeah, and he didn't know how to take it back. And so
you canceled the request. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
He sure didn't though. And so we ended up.
He sure didn't.
We ended up.
So
Facebook friends.
Well, yeah, so I got up early. I met her. She was willing to like go a little bit later, but I realized she had to sleep. So I went right after her morning event and met her in Tempe. And then I walked around. It was a beautiful day, Sunday, just after the rain, and walked around. And then the show was spectacular. It was so much fun.
Cool.
And it just like I 2 minutes in, you just start off with a showstopper of it's supposed to be the Temptations and the Four Tops dancing at the Motown 25. And then it backs up and they have Martha the Vandellas is doing Dancing in the Street, and then they get into the story. But that Dancing in the Street number just would not stop, and it was phenomenal. And the choreography for War was so good. I mean, most of it was like they're just imitating the actual dances that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the little kid that did Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5 was phenomenal. Sang, danced, the whole thing, and just a little ball of sunshine. You just wanted to take him home and hug him, just like the real Michael Jackson as a kid.
Aww.
Nice.
But the Dancing for War, which I forgot was a Motown song, was increíble. I just could not say enough about it. I just wanted to be like, just back it up, start over, let's do that whole dance again. It was fucking phenomenal.
Nice.
So and then back to here. So hopefully we'll have I had a big dinner, fruits and vegetables in front of me. Hopefully tomorrow will not be a waste of like staring at the ceiling praying for death.
Well, I'm not going to Stacy's with you this time. I got more book fair to do tomorrow. So.
Oh, you do?
I do. I got a whole week. I'm all the way through.
And you can get up tomorrow morning and get in your van and drive yourself.
I sure can.
And I got to be up at 9 a.m. tomorrow to manipulate that schedule. So
that sounds terrible.
I got to do the full Heath Ledger tonight and get to sleep so I can wake up and do that fucking schedule at 9 a.m.
I feel like maybe...
Don't go quite Heath Ledger on this.
Right. Yeah,
pull it back just a little.
Heath Ledger the night before.
I feel like we're at an 8, and I need you at like a 6.
That's fair. No, Clayton.
Well, my friend Michael bought a new car. So helping him go through, you know, when you buy a new car, not everything is perfect, a used car. You won't know anything about this, Al, because you only buy things that are directly off of the truck that came directly from the manufacturer.
A gently used car.
So Michael needed a couple things, you know, this was loose, that was loose. We cleaned a couple things and, you know, found out that the cabin air filter on that car was original to the 8-year-old car, so we changed that out.
Memories.
Oh, that was
smells.
Filthy. Yeah, so we cleaned that out. Instantly, everything breathes better. Did that. I'm still working on the spring cleaning thing. I'm seriously, all the piles of clothes you see that are in the shop when you came in, those are all been re-laundered. They're all going to donation. So I virtually eliminated every color from my ward from the closet.
I need someone to come to my house and just go through and just torch the whole fucking thing. Just go by room and throw every fucking thing away except for books and CDs and just.
It's so I mean, I just really been on that kick, and God, the rain that we had last weekend was just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're suffering from allergies, and then it was one more weekend of sheer terror.
More hell.
I was waiting for someone to take a jackhammer to my nose.
It was lovely. Did some yard work. Tore the hell. Look at this. Looks like I got a fight with a cat. Mom will appreciate this because I trimmed all the bougainvillea in front. But there's thorns in those. Yeah, but got them all trimmed and cleaned out.
Nasty motherfucking hedges. Yeah. I hate those.
Yeah. But I planted them on purpose because I wanted it to be green year round. So that was my own deal. But had to get in there and clean it out. Got it done.
Nice.
Did that. Just keep going. And here we are back to Tuesday with you guys.
7 short days.
There it is.
Mine's always the shortest story of them all, but it doesn't matter.
I
do a lot of other stuff, but nobody needs to know about all of it.
What else do you do?
Well, I host events on Mondays.
That's fun.
I take care of customers almost 24 hours a day, some with stupid phone calls.
I need to start calling you for stupid
stuff. No, you don't ever. No. The best is when you call me when support gets real sketchy about 1:30.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see the phone call.
She probably plugged that in.
God
damn.
Did
you try restarting it?
So what does it mean a card's declined? Well, it means your card's declined.
Yeah. You got no fucking credit.
Oh, and I got a call.
You got no money.
I like it when I get a call. An entire network of a bar or a restaurant has been offline for like 2 hours.
No.
They didn't know it the entire time, so they all of a sudden they get busy.
Sure.
Oh my God, nothing works. Well, I can see you've been offline for 2 hours. What have you been doing? Fucking around, doing nothing for 2 hours?
Thumb up my ass.
So then they have to, well, who do we call? Well, if it's your internet, I would say your internet provider. That's just a thought.
Yeah. Sure, that's a good place to start.
I always get
Did you restart the router?
Yeah, or anything. Is the power on?
Did you?
Oh, no, our power went out. I actually had that happen.
Oh, shut up.
Had that happen. Well,
hey, our power went out. Why aren't our electronic computer devices working?
And why is my clock
so
flashing?
Fucking weird?
Yeah, I'm like, the clock on my Beta VCR is flashing 12. What do I do about that?
Nobody knows.
Oh, the electronic challenge. Well, I guess it's job security is what I guess you kind of have to look at it that way.
Sure.
It's
sure.
Job security.
In demand like you are.
Well, something like that. Oh, and I missed, though I'm sure I will get a little bit later, a wrap-up meeting for Pride. Yep. And then there's another one coming up specifically for the area that we work in.
For the VIP. Yep.
Good.
The meeting was fun. I designated Cat Carlson Memorial listening area because I was sent to sit in the wings. As I'm not a committee manager for Phoenix Pride, so I showed up and they're like, okay, listeners sit in the back. So I tagged on Facebook. Now anyone goes to the Phoenix Pride, the LGBT center here in Phoenix,
you can
check into the Cat Carlson Memorial Listening Center in the Rainbow Room.
Oh, that's
because CJ and I are wondering.
That does sound lovely. I'm very excited.
We're wondering just how many check-ins it's going to take until it's like the first one that pops up when you go to check in at the center, because that would delight both of us.
I am still waiting for the day when somebody has to actually explain that you're not dead. Like, there has to be some sort of an official thing on Facebook that
she'll
says...
She'll have that on her Wikipedia page, I believe.
Oh, the Wikipedia page coming soon, yeah. If there are any Wikipedia editors out there that would like to volunteer just a small amount of their time, I believe, because I think I've read the rules, I don't think I can do it for myself, so I think I may or may not need
a third party to
create the page.
Well, you know who should do it? Your good friend, Dr. Ben Carlson.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
It's a good call.
It's called self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I noticed about that storm Saturday night. I forgot about that till we just said that.
What?
I sleep with all the doors and windows open when the weather's nice. And when I fell asleep Saturday night,
For clarification purposes, he has locking security doors.
Oh, yeah.
Just let's calm down there.
And screens and everything that keep the bugs and the bougainvillea out. And like all of a sudden, I like woke up because it was freezing, and I thought I was actually dreaming. Like actually thought,
you're like, how is it cold?
Because it was like beyond cold in my house, and there was like Celine Dion, "It's All Coming Back to Me Now," wind coming through the chamber.
Get out of my head! Wait a minute, get the fuck out of my head! All day Friday,
were there flashes of lights?
That's good. You don't understand. All day Friday, this song's in my head. So I finally, as I'm setting up the book fair in the middle of the school, I finally like pull out an electronic device to play music with, and that song had been in my head for like 2 days.
And you just have to
and
play
so
it.
I blasted it out and performed the whole goddamn thing.
Did you run slow motion down the hallway?
Get out of my head, Alfred T. Perkins.
So then I fell back asleep as I realized that clearly there was a wind afoot.
Right.
So I just pulled up the covers and I went back to bed, and then all of a sudden I hear this like crashing noise, and I'm like,
and flashes of light.
I'm saying.
And you just don't think rain in Arizona, so like you just never get the visual. You just never get the clues. I was so befuddled by the whole weather situation of like why I was in the Celine Dion video, where were the curtains, because I have shutters.
Were you brushing your hair?
And then why were the flashes of light and the I just had no idea. And then I like opened the door when I finally got up Sunday morning, and I'm like, oh, that's not this song. This is running
she
in terror.
She loves to like hit herself though.
Seeing people in mirrors that she doesn't recognize. There's a man standing behind her. Here we go. There were things I learned to again, but then it always seemed right. Here we go, Al. This is your big moment. When he wakes up. Come on, Al.
Baby. Okay, I cannot stand that Canadian woman, but I love this fucking song.
I love this song, too.
Best song ever.
It's good stuff. I like it.
Oh, God.
You can't help it.
Oh,
you
God.
Have to become a giant.
You just got to let go and let God on that one.
Please send all cease and desist orders to our P.O. box in White Plains, New York.
For anybody else listening through headphones, I'm sorry you're deaf. I'll have the governor sign language interpreter.
We should have warned you.
Oh, but to do that song, you've got to be an angry sign language interpreter.
That's
because you just pay me.
Garrett Morris.
Exactly.
Garrett Morris. That was Garrett Morris. Baby.
When I love you like this, and I love you
when
like
I touch you like that.
Yeah. Show me on the doll.
Everybody hands on the table.
Yes.
My God. There's a line in Veep where she goes, "Oh my God, I have a feeling this conversation is something I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about with two dolls later in life." And Gary just whispers, "I used to hate that."
That show is so fucking funny.
You're just not ready. Aaron, they're all Meatloaf songs, so.
Yes,
Aaron. Anytime Jim Steinman of Meatloaf fame writes a song, it's all the same song. Literally.
All right, kids, let's move on to our next segment. It goes a little bit something like this, and let's hope we can get through it. Oh, the headlines, they're coming at you. And the best part is, Marnie doesn't know what we covered last week, so she may get this good. Oh, you're too old, you have to pay.
Funny mama.
Miss Piggy receives an award.
Archaeological latrines.
Warning, I do dumb things.
Gay people aren't real.
Murderer gives TV interview while on the run.
Florida keeps it coming.
And designer forever dildo for you and your private moments. These and other things we'll talk about coming up right now on Headlines.
I'll be changing one.
Oh, you will? I don't know which one.
Feel like the last one.
Eh, we'll get there. I don't know. If you love me like this, you touch me like that.
Yeah, like that.
Well, I don't know if anybody else heard about this. I saw it on, I think it was on Facebook. It was shared. An LGBT organization, Impulse Group South Florida, is under fire while hosting a highly publicized pool party event titled Get Wet at the recently renovated Vagabond Hotel in Miami, where they imposed a very controversial entry fee if you are over 40.
An old people cover charge. Ooh.
According to the South Florida Gay News, which I'm sure is a reputable and highly sought after publication in the area, those wishing to attend the event who were under the age of 40 were admitted free into the Vagabond. But if you were 41 or older, there was a $50 donation required to get in. Needless to say, the decision to change to charge older members of the community
liposuction and hair implants.
Hair plugs.
Needless to say, the decision to charge older members of the community while letting younger gay partiers go in free did not go over very well within the community. Ed Stevens wrote in via an email to the publication, "I'm amazed at the invite that I just received. Free admission up to 40 and $50 for over. In addition to whether this is even legal, it's a shocking and blatant attempt to exclude mature people and another instance of how people in our community should know better, given the discrimination and judgment we face in the mainstream world. And I was looking forward to going back to this beautifully restored landmark until now." Now, the Impulse Group focuses on...
the older ones are bitchy, but they got the money.
They got the right. money. Now, the Impulse Group focuses on HIV education and prevention within the LGBT community and also promotes sexual and overall health. They have 9 chapters across the U.S. and internationally as well. Now, they have not yet released a statement, but organizers of similar events defend the group's move, arguing that the decision to give young people free entry isn't about age discrimination, but about encouraging young people to get involved in the community and other causes, and the fact
and letting the daddies pay the bill.
And that more often than not, that the younger kids don't have the funds to do it, and the olders do, can supplement the education to help the younger. That's the spin they're trying to put on all of this.
The education.
If those kids get crayons, coloring books, and homework, I'm in. You know what I mean?
Now,
if you're getting an education, I want to read a paper.
Here's your swag bag.
Now, on their...
I'll pay the money, you provide the essay.
On the Get Wet event Facebook page, a gentleman by the name of Tori Bertrand wrote this, quote, "The distinct impression is not that they want older folks to fund a party, but that they don't want them to attend at all. Just young, beautiful people, right? That's it, huh? What's next? Keeping fat folks away from everything?"
They charge them double.
We stay away per pound.
Per pound.
Seriously, per pound, if you say pool party, the fat people are going to stay home anyway.
Yeah.
They'll remember, I have cable. I'll see when it starts.
Well, not necessarily. I was explaining last night while at Charlie's to somebody who'd been there for the first time and wasn't understanding what the Undie Mundy thing was. And I'm like, well, the Undie Mundy thing is if you get basically half off with your pants off. If if a beer is $4, you get it for $2.
I can't believe you had to go further than that sentence.
Right.
I'm explaining to people who clearly didn't understand a lot of things that was going on. But,
English? Was one of them English?
So he looked at totally.
Were there signs of a head injury?
No.
And certain people.
So I explained
double.
It, and then he looked around. I'm like, you know, I literally used the example. I'm like, you know, if you ever heard the thing about you go to a nude beach and only the people you never want to see naked are naked? Well, it's like here, and I pointed around. I'm like, see all these people in underwear? I don't want to see any of these people in their underwear.
Oh, I don't find that. I find that is about half and half. Half the people should be in their underwear.
You weren't there last night, Al.
That's true.
Calm down.
Right. There's nothing every week. Yeah. Just
as a general rule, I avoid the underwear night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't go.
And I
don't go there voluntarily. It's always like, fuck, people in their
crap.
Underwear
night, right? I used to really, really discourage it when they would bring it up and say, "Oh, we need to bring that to the lesbian bar."
No.
I've seen that gray sports bra before.
Oh no,
nobody wants that.
Or
and
not.
You're probably still gonna see it.
And you're still gonna see it hanging out of the side of the tank top. But you.
Terrifying.
No.
Terrifying. So,
although I'd rather go pantsless than shirtless, I'm okay with my legs and ass. You know, that's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, nothing to.
That's tough. I'm gonna have to think on that. I'm gonna get back to you on that.
Yeah,
tops or bottoms.
Funny. I know. That's exactly. I'm like, wow.
Well, that's another.
And moving
on for personal hour. Well, yeah.
good segue. Funny Bama. How many of you guys saw the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Like,
the nerd prom. Yeah,
I've been under a rock.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner always is to me very funny. They come up with some good things, but funny when it's Obama. Like, it wasn't as funny when it was Bush. Some of it was good.
Yeah, and I have to say that those are pretty much the only days of the year that I ever liked Bush. Because it turns out he did have kind of a sense of humor.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult. Like, he just isn't as smooth.
Oh,
he's not smooth with delivery. And
there is, Obama does have a way. He has a way.
It's a great way with delivery. This longtime ritual, American presidents going before Washington journalists who cover them to recognize some of the best work of the prior year from the assembled crowd. So his top
and like
eight,
Miss America, it's a scholarship program, but only C-SPAN covers the scholarship
right,
program.
Right.
Well,
And it's one of the top eight things, according to NPR. So it's a little skewed. But was number one was Obama talking about the bucket list.
Well, that was funny.
Obama said he's asked, do you have a bucket list? I say, well, I have something that rhymes with bucket. Immigration executive action? Bucket.
Bucket.
Stricter climate rules? Bucket. Those gray hairs are number two. I look so old, John Boehner's already invited Netanyahu to speak at my funeral.
That was priceless.
Meanwhile, he says First Lady Michelle Obama looks great. He said...
She did. She really did.
I asked her a secret. She says, and then Obama talked in his kind of nasally voice, referring to her, fresh fruits and vegetables. It's aggravating, he says. He also lamented he has too much to do, like negotiate with Iran. All while finding time to pray five times a day.
And I love it. That's exhausting. And he looks at the camera. That's exhausting. Yeah,
it is. It's so
He's got that beep timing down. Yes. Yeah. The throwaway at the end.
And so deadpan. And does it so? And how he did not laugh through some of that with the angry.
Oh, the anger translator.
Luther, the anger translator. Yeah. And I feel bad. I think that's key.
That is key.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number three was arrogant aloof. People say I'm arrogant aloof, the president said. Some people are so dumb. End of times, number four. Michelle Bachmann predicted I would bring about the biblical end of days. Now, that's big. Lincoln, Washington, they didn't do that.
No, I love it. That's legacy stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about a legacy. Washington, Lincoln didn't bring it to that.
That's right. Number five was Hillary Clinton. Talked about Hillary. The economy's gotten so bad for some people, Obama said. I had a friend just a few weeks ago. She was making millions of dollars a year, and now she's living out of a van in Iowa. The 2016 GOP field. The Koch brothers think they need to spend $1 billion to get folks to like one of these people, Obama said of the potential 2016 Republican presidential candidates. I raised a lot, but my middle name is Hussein. And it's so fun when they flash to the audience because you can tell who is on what side of things.
Who's horrifying.
You don't know when to laugh because some of it crosses a line. Yeah.
It does.
It does verge. And you can just see them you'll see somebody's wife laugh. Yeah. That's my favorite thing when an old white guy's wife laughs and the dirty look that she gets.
Totally. You've had a few too many, honey. One of the last two, reach out and touch a Veep. Talking about how close he and Vice President Biden have gotten, especially in stressful times. Obama joked that he loves Biden's back massages. Those Joe Biden shoulder massages are like magic. You should try one. Oh, you have? He added, we've gotten so close. In some places in Indiana, they weren't even serve us pizza anymore.
That was fantastic.
Yes.
And finally, he talked about a third Obama term, sort of. He was talking about how much he liked Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, who could run for Democratic nomination for president. Apparently, people really want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third Obama term after all, he said.
Yes.
And then, of course, he brought out Luther, the anger translator. And that was just a very... That was the first thing I saw. And I burst out laughing because here he's behind him and he's just screaming. And his facial expressions...
Now, have you ever seen that on Key and Peele?
I have.
Yeah, okay.
I have. But his facial expressions are so funny. But the fact that Obama just straight-faced through the whole thing, just deadpanned, and that's where I couldn't believe he did not break up. Oh, I didn't see that. That Jane Fonda wasn't laughing.
I have something to say about that in a minute.
Please, but, I didn't see that.
They switched... And when all of a sudden he got pissed off about climate change and just kept getting more and more mad, and Luther the anger translating was like,
you need counseling.
So all of a sudden Obama's so mad that the anger translator's afraid, and he's like, oh no, no, oh no, sure, no. That's too far.
Yeah.
And then he walks over, he like tries to sneak up, and he says to Michelle, like, oh, he's crazy.
Yeah, he's got a lot. But you could tell that, again, flashing to the audience, they were like, okay, is this part we're supposed to laugh?
Yeah,
we're not supposed to laugh. I thought it was great.
And Doug and I talked because I love the Nerd Prom, and I just happened to have Saturday night off, and like I said, I was just dozing on and off all night because it was the end of the week, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm so lucky because CNN is always on, so it just happened to be on when they were like talking about it, so I caught the second round of it, and then I tried to get to C-SPAN, but I didn't need to because CNN has nothing to do on Saturday night, so they just aired it again. And he was so good. And because now it's such industry fucks, like it's, I mean, not industry fucks, it's so star fucking there. Like,
sure.
That there's so many people that just don't know, they don't know the jokes. They're just there to be star fuckers. And it's, so it's Hollywood people that want to get in with Washington people, but they don't know who the other one is. And then it's like the Washington people that don't know who these celebrities are. That they like, they just, they're not catching the joke. So half the audience, like he did a whole thing on Aaron Cecily Strong was hysterical.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I thought she failed on many points.
Oh, did you?
Watching the whole thing,
but because the audience wasn't with her. But I mean, if you
But even as I listened, I was uncomfortable with some of her stuff. Okay. I was like, wow, that's just.
Oh, and I was laughing my ass off at home. But the Aaron Shuck thing, because it just, because no one knew who he was. Like it was too inside. She got too inside baseball at points.
Okay,
and that went.
We talked about him on the show.
Okay. Yeah, that, he was the, he's the one that decorated his office, Downton Abbey, and all the trips and the photographer. So she
and
did all the things
gay,
about
is he not?
Right, and, you know, that she got the fabulous shots on the skateboard, and that they went to Jurassic Park and they shot a dinosaur, and then she pulled back. She's like, Brian Williams, why are you in this shot? You weren't there. She went after NBC, but at first she was like, I can't make any Brian Williams jokes because it's in bad taste and I work for NBC. But I mean, she went after the whole field and she's like, who's better on foreign policy than Rand Paul? Hillary. Who's better than, who's better on like the economy than, or no, no, not the economy. That was the punchline. Who's
foreign relations.
Foreign relations than Marco Rubio? Hillary. Okay. Who's better on the economy? Bill. But it just, that's it great. Is one of those things, and but she didn't have the audience on her side.
Okay.
So when you're watching a stand-up and you're watching it to an audience that's either not getting it or afraid to laugh.
Sure.
But I was like, oh my God, I need to be in this audience because she, I thought, she, I mean, she had some rough, the Aaron Shuck thing went way too long.
Yeah, way too long.
I'll have to go back and
look at that. She, but hers is rough. And she had lied all through the pre-show and said she was not going to be topical or mean. And then it was...
And
she
was. Was
she went. She cut deep on the sound. Okay. Very much so. Yeah.
Okay.
But we got.
It's interesting that you guys have such a different view of her too. So
she
got
some very good jabs though. I mean, she made fun of CNN and Fox and other things. Yeah. So she got good ones.
But I'll do, since you haven't seen hers, I'll do the one thing after we do the crossover.
All right, kids. Wrap it up. Hour one. Hour two is on its way. The drinking word is coming, and more headlines. We'll be back right after this. It's Q Talk America on a Tuesday night.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening again, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, it's hour two of a three-hour excursion into what some people call entertaining.
Speaking of just joining us, have we lost Ken yet?
I don't know.
No, he's just, he had asked a question about commando undies, and I was like,
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why I'm not
I feel
going.
Like, well, is that two different things?
Are we talking things? About camouflage undies?
No.
Or going commando. Totes diff.
Totes diff.
Dip.
I don't know if you realize that.
My chai. Spike that chai. That's going to be my new chai chant.
Spike that chai. That sounds very racial for some reason.
Right?
It sounds something bad.
I'm into it. I'm going to make it hashtag.
We are in the middle.
I like that Bear is trying to convert his sister into a listener.
Yes!
Your prayers mean so much.
Good. Like we do, we're in the middle of our headline segment. We're all going at it vividly and ferociously, but before we get into all that, we have to do our legal disclaimer so that you can't sue us. Stand by.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but... If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Good luck. Our drinking word is bucket.
Bucket.
All right.
I love it. I love it.
I just want to let everybody know, for those of you who were with us last week and caught it, the kitchen cam is still out there. So nobody's in the kitchen showing you that shot right now. Nobody's out there. Well, you can go get one if you'd like. Kat Carlson is going to demonstrate how the kitchen cam works. So if you
you stand in front of it.
If you watch Studio C, you see Kat Carlson walking out of Studio C. Then miraculously,
into Studio K,
she walks into Studio. She's in the look at her go, opening the fridge like you do.
Of color commentary, in it's there. So exciting.
Where's that beer? Fourth, there you go. There's nothing in that fridge but your beer, so I know you're going to be able to find it. Oh, Christ on the cross.
Jenny, I would spell it bucket B-U-C-K-I-T as well. Because he,
there you go, right?
And the fact that he was bucket. He got away with like saying fuck it at that thing was pretty funny,
yeah,
too.
That was good too.
Two tears in a bucket, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. So, one of the things that Cecily did was she was like, all right, she's like, enough with the crap or whatever she was saying. She's like, I need all of you journalists in the room to raise your right hands and solemnly swear something. And they all got nervous. A couple of them did it, but Wolf Blitzer, they cut to Wolf Blitzer and he looked
horrified.
Oh, he was just disgusted with the whole thing. He was just disgusted. It was whatever was going to come next because they had ripped apart CNN for a good long time.
Okay.
Then she's like, oh, whenever there's a breaking news story, turn on CNN and watch Anthony Bourdain eat a cricket.
Yeah, she did say that, which that was funny.
That's what I mean. Like, she was just taking everybody down.
That's true.
So she's like, okay, put your right hand in the air. I solemnly swear I will not do a story on Hillary
Clinton's wearing
because that's not journalism. And there was like three women in the room that like stood up and cheered, and you should have just saw like the rest of them like, oh, the shame. Yeah. Oh, the shame.
No, that was good. I agree.
We've just been shamed, and it won the night. Like, she could have bombed for sure and ended with that and just put them all into their places. Like,
right.
Because all somebody has to do now is just play that back.
Sure.
Like, they just queued up The Daily Show for the next year, no matter who's the host. We're just going to fuck with you now.
Hooray, we've saved The Daily Show.
I know, that's not journalism. But Obama's other funny thing was as he was going through, like, Republicans and rivals, and he goes, and Donald Trump is still with us. Why?
Why
is he still here? And just moved on.
Who said that?
Obama.
Oh, I missed that.
Like, after all the shit that he gave the year with the birth certificate, right, going back and forth thing. When he was secretly having Bin Laden killed.
Right.
And no one knew it, and he was just on fire that year and going after
Donald
Trump and going after Donald Trump about the birth certificate, and Donald Trump just got more and more shitty looking in his chair and like wanted to just stand up and shoot him. Like, where's Ted Nugent with a gun? Let's take him out. So this year he was in a little bit better spirits. Doug said he saw his face. I only saw the rug. But and it started and he was like, why is he still here? And just dismissed him out of hand, which had to be worse.
Oh yeah.
At least he was getting attention before. Now he was like, why are you still here? It was priceless. So the nerd prom on, as always. And then I put on my Facebook page, I put a link to Timothy Simons, Jonah from Veep, getting ready in the hotel room for the nerd prom. And it was just hysterical. As he's like practicing in the mirror, hello, white congressman. And he's like, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus and I'm not her. My favorite is, yes, I have a show on HBO, but I'm not a cable provider. I can't get you HBO for free. And he's just so goddamn funny.
He is funny.
So that was it. The nerd prom was
show
a good time.
Show keeps getting better. Yes,
yeah, every year. It's always at the end of April. And I always try to, and this was just luck that I just happened to be doing absolutely nothing and laying on the couch.
I oddly was sitting in my living room. I just channel surfed to catch the news because I happened to watch the nightly news late. And as I got out of that, I went to CNN to catch up on anything important. And boom, I got right in the middle of, what's her name? Cicely? What's her
Cicely
name?
Cicely Strong.
Cicely Strong. Mm-hmm. I got right in the middle of her, right at the beginning of her. Okay. And I watched the entire thing live on CNN. So Or live repeat or whatever they called
live
it.
Sure.
Well, and they kept going back to the studio and they were like, they were doing commentary before they would go to a commercial break. Like they were all dressed in suits and ball gowns in the studio as they were critiquing it.
Because it was the whole weekend. So somebody had to go into, like, it's now turned into this like PGA tour horrifyingness. Like where there's like brunches and it's all these, there's a lot of complaints now that there's all these people trying to like tack on because they know how many celebrities are in town for the weekend.
Oh.
So they have like the brunch, they have the luncheon, they have all these like things leading up to it. But it's all supposed to be a scholarship, just like Miss America.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be a scholarship program. But none of these people are giving money to the scholarship. So what they're, what the, one of the commentators was saying, or something that I read later this week, said these people need to start giving some fucking money. Like, if you think you're going to get in on this, then you need to get people.
Look at you.
Look like at you're you. Sneaking in.
Oh my
in.
God, that's awesome.
Kitchen cam.
Kitchen cam.
Fuck yeah.
I like it.
I love your new sitcom. So it's funny that they're trying to do it. And there's a documentary coming up.
Yeah, it's a new segment. What's in the fridge this week, Kat?
We're in the kitchen with Kat.
Oh my God.
Do a live shot.
Stuck
from
in the kitchen with Kat.
That's
well.
It's the Ambien show. For nighttime sneak eating.
Missy Al Network.
On the Missy Al Network.
Missy Al Network. Right. Call your local. Call your provider.
You have another show.
Sign up for the man.
That's awesome.
Get on the man.
Was annexed by New Jersey as an alternative landing site for hijacked aircraft. True story. And it's got the wind to prove it. The wind blown.
The wind sock.
That's half my entertainment section was the nerd prom. So
yeah, we're saving time.
Sorry.
No. It's one of the highlights of the year.
Beginning back in 2012, the Brooklyn Museum's Sackler Center first awards were established to honor amazing women who were first in their fields. Now, past honorees have included such people as Sandra Day O'Connor and Connie Chung. Both those women are about to feel extremely special because the Associated Press reports that this year's surprise honoree is Miss Piggy.
Hey!
Bucket.
The brassy and commanding porker is set to receive the award in person at a ceremony on June 4th, and by in person, it is clear that we mean somebody will be there with their arm up her ass to pretend that the puppet is actually able to move and talk. She will be presented her honor by Gloria Steinem, which is fitting as the Daily Beast recently referred to.
Just the way you said that sentence made it sound like Gloria Steinem, comma, the Daily Beast.
No. Let me go back. She will be presented the honor by Gloria Steinem, and that is fitting as the Daily Beast recently referred to the longtime partner of Kermit the Frog as the Gloria Steinem of the Muppet world. No doubt, Piggy will have some remarks about the importance of staying strong in the face of adversity. And announcing the news, the award's namesake, Elizabeth Sackler, said that Miss Piggy was the embodiment of spirit, determination, and grit, and has taught millions of people valuable lessons about overcoming obstacles. Apparently weight is one of them, I'm guessing.
And she's delicious with grits.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. And with frog legs. The company that owns the copyright to the character of Miss Piggy, released a statement in the voice of her creation saying, "He's thrilled." This is because Piggy has always had a fondness for French, and it is stated that Kermit will be attending with her.
Hi-ho.
I'm here to see the fat girl get her award.
Where's the pig?
What's green and smells like pork? Kermit's finger.
Stop it.
Goddamn. That is such an old.
It's a third grade joke. It's always funny.
Bucket.
I gotta tell you, always funny.
Oh.
That's good stuff. Terrifying. Just terrifying.
Because then the visual hits.
Yeah.
First it's the pun, then it's the visual.
Wrong. Well,
doesn't that change the whole thing about one in the two in the. Because isn't it all in the pink?
Two, one in the pork, two in the stink. I mean, it doesn't rhyme, but.
No.
But there's a K involved.
Next caller. Buck it all.
Next
so if y'all aren't big on history, I want to give you a little history lesson a little bit.
Well, we didn't know where Delaware was, so clearly we got a lot to learn and to do.
Geography's our problem.
History. Oh, I'm talking about way before.
Okay.
And here.
We landed on yellow. This is yellow.
The twister of maps.
Yeah.
History isn't all about names and dates and wars.
No.
Sometimes it's all about large dildos that are dropped in a toilet.
Atta girl.
Is that when? You
that's my kind of war.
Oh,
no,
but
keep going because yeah. I'm gonna follow you. I'm gonna raise your dildo story in a minute.
It's all about the archaeological latrine. The past is not so boring as to when you find a 250-year-old dildo,
also known as a stick.
That would be what one would think. It sounds like
the
a
tree of
painful.
Life, darling. The tree of life.
So, is it pronounced Gdansk, Poland? I'm gonna
sure. I've never been there, but
G D A N S K.
Oh, Gdansk. Yeah, yeah,
is it Dansk?
Yeah. And they also make beautiful sure. China.
But, and dildos, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah. They were digging, archaeologists were digging up a latrine recently when they discovered a well-preserved dildo in the shitter. It's made of bristle-filled leather and capped with a wooden tip. All of this sounds very terribly painful.
Ouch.
The dildo is also 8 inches long.
Oh,
big
well.
Enough to make most men say, ouch. I never thought I'd be jealous of something found in the 18th century toilet. The archaeologists believe the dildo was dropped in the latrine by accident, as it would be, because the leather is high quality and the dildo was likely very expensive. According to the press release from the Regional Office of the Protection of Monuments in Poland...
That's a bucket.
Archaeologists also found several wooden swords nearby, leading them to believe that the location...
People fought over the dildo.
...was once a fencing school. Of course it was.
It was a fencing school.
If what happened with this dildo in the 18th century happened today...
A little fencing, a little fucking...
We'd be, like, looking at it. Its modern equivalent, perhaps, would be some kid going to his karate dojo at the mall.
Like you do.
Taking a bathroom break, to use his dildo, dropping it in, and then being too embarrassed to remove it from the toilet. Be similar, perhaps.
If I had a nickel.
For every time. I know. Toilet's plugged up again.
Shitter's full.
Yep, that's
here
where I was going.
The press release...
Bucket. They're going to poop somewhere else.
Incidentally, noted that the dildo had been taken away for maintenance, which I assume means that somewhere in Poland, there's a person currently getting plowed by a dildo with 250 years of experience.
Because her bucket list...
247 of those being in a toilet.
But, oh, yeah, her bucket list included 250-year-old dildo up the hooter.
I think it's when they show the pictures that I become the most terrified.
Oh, my God. Look at
I
that.
Think that's when I become the most terrified.
And you know what? I didn't. Initially, I saw two legs, an arm holding an 8-foot penis, and some kind of like headdress.
8-foot penis?
Oh, well, no, I see where you're going with it. No, I see where you're going with it.
Walking.
Like a dude in an orange suit.
Oh, like a hazmat suit, walking out a giant turd shaped.
No. With a under his arm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Pop a link to that mother in the old chat room.
All right. So I'm going to send that to you, Kat, because I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I bet Kat can Google it herself and find it, but do you want that in your search history?
Well, I sure the fuck do.
Google
like any of us
dildo slash turd and
bucket.
See what comes
ancient
up.
Ancient dildo.
It was found in Poland.
Latrine.
So it's on some eco.
That's for the search history. Okay. Ancient dildo latrine.
Let's see what comes up. Oh, if we could just go live to your screen.
Did
right
not
now.
Match any documents.
What?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Mm. Oh, wait, say search is
that
on.
Means,
standby.
That means
250-year-old dildo.
That means it came from Marnie's personal files.
Well, I no, just, wait. I wrote the story.
She was digging underneath Marnie's house, which I now called Dance Poland.
Hang on. No, I had to turn off safe search because apparently.
We had to unchild.
Because I was on the school Wi-Fi earlier, so.
Yeah, that's probably.
I've already had one device blacklisted from the network.
Oh, I never think about things because I'm never
that's
like
funny.
In those areas.
Fine, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're trolling on.
Oh, well, that picture's better.
Oh, let's see.
Jeez.
It's an up and down one.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Much better. They basically just.
I rinse that.
Quit moving it up like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Quit stroking your screen there, Kat.
Six.
Cheese and rice.
Bucket.
Seven.
Bucket. Oh.
Seven.
Six, five.
Oh, boy. I'm not.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Can we move on from
Please
that
do.
Thing?
All right. Please do.
I think it's your turn. Why don't you do that?
Yeah. We're going to give David Durham points for honesty this week because the 40-year-old Florida man was sporting a T-shirt telling when he was arrested Thursday in connection with a series of vehicle burglaries in Naples. It read, quote, warning, I do dumb things.
Hey!
Well, he does. Deputies said one surveillance video shows Durham breaking into a car after smashing the window, while another shows him walking around the parking lot and attempting to open the car door, according to the Naples Herald. What happened?
Hashtag Richard, it is not okay.
The link didn't go over well. Hashtag it is not okay.
Okay, got it. Officers also said they saw the suspect attempting another car break-in earlier this month wearing the same shirt.
Is it Ambien?
He was collared on charges of grand theft, burglary, and criminal mischief. Oh, that's fun.
I like mischief.
Authorities said Durham admitted to committing the crimes at the time of his arrest. NBC.com reported. Coincidentally, Durham isn't the first person to be arrested wearing the shirt that says "Warning, I do dumb things." In fact, if I'm not mistaken, we did the story in February. Luciano Gutierrez, who was 66, was wearing the same shirt in Bell County, Texas, after he was arrested for his 9th DUI.
Yes, yeah,
we did that story.
Well, Anand, that's
well. Now, Jenny, you got. Don't lose my number.
I'm impressed. No, first of all, if that's what you're thinking, I'm impressed.
Anand, are you specifically meaning color or shape?
Perhaps size.
No, sir, no way, he said.
Yeah, we got like a no, sir, no ma'am, no way.
Perhaps there's just a cleanliness factor.
Yeah, that's true. Glad God gave me two holes. Well, Jenny, we're all happy for that.
Well...
Well, I just God want you to know. Chat.
And Ant, I'm going to post a link to Poppers, and you give us a call back next week. Let us know how that works out for you.
Yeah, it's filled with bristles.
Head
Richard,
cleaner, yeah.
God.
I know the bristles.
I know.
And it's still so dirty.
I just want to point out that none of you are real.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, is this my Matrix theory?
I have no idea.
All right.
According to host Jerry Kenney, who went off on a rant saying that he didn't believe in gay people since he has seen no evidence that the so-called gay gene exists.
Time out.
Right Wing Watch.
His title was host. What does he host?
The Right Wing Watch.
Yeah.
America's Survival on the Right Wing
Television
Watch.
Television show?
It's the White Wing Watch.
The Right Wing Watch. It's
I think it's a podcast.
Podcast.
Dirty fucking podcasters.
He was speaking with his co-host, and he maintained there's nothing natural about homosexuality before switching gears and saying that even if it were natural, there are a lot of things that are natural that aren't necessarily good. I don't believe in gay people, he says. I don't believe there's such thing as a gay person.
Does he believe that children are the future?
Let them lead the damn way. And I would like somebody somewhere, he asks, with all of these great gay think tanks that they claim to have to prove to me scientifically that there really is what they call a gay gene or whatever. They can't.
Whatever.
There isn't.
Hillary.
It's a behavior. Bucket.
Wait, I want to know if great gay
now,
think tank is
the,
a domain
the,
already
dismissing
registered.
The notion that, quote, they are born that way, unquote, Carrie extrapolated further, comparing the sexual preferences of gays to rapists and the behavior of animals, of course. Well, that's great. I guess a rapist just got to say, hey, I was born a rapist. I can't help it.
I was born this
then
way.
Then he mocked. Fucking moron. Bucket. If it's genetic, wouldn't it have died with the first person who had the gene mutation, he asked?
Mm-hmm.
How did they reproduce? But they say, well,
Bucket.
It's natural. Okay, let's accept that argument. There are a lot of things that are natural that aren't necessarily good. In nature, animals rape one another. So should rape be okay? Where they come up with rape as a... some animals eat their own waste. Is that okay?
Surprise sex. It's all coming back to me now.
Animals eat their young.
There were moments
our new standard?
Yeah, there were flashes of light.
Things I'd never could
do again.
But somehow they almost seem right.
It was nights of honest love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was more than
money, love. Yeah.
Baby, baby, baby.
Baby, baby, baby.
Bucket.
Yeah, that's part of our say it or play it.
But this crazy asshole's out there talking to people. Stop. Everyone get rid of his podcast. Stop. Bucket. I'm looking at you, Al.
Yeah, and just pointing at the next person in line.
Look at on the green screen, pointing to Delaware. You were just pointing to Delaware.
No, that's not Delaware. That's like other Europe.
Not on the green screen, not on the map.
Because the globe surrounds
anyway,
me.
Other animal rapists.
Europe too.
So we don't believe in gay people and none of you exist.
Did you?
Bucket.
Keep
going. I'm in my own world over here.
Can I just say again that I'm
Please
hooked.
Do.
Since it's the Al's Favorite Things episode, I am hooked on this organic Bordeaux 1099 wine from Fat and Easy.
I don't know.
They are ringing my bell every fucking week. It's keeping my wine budget
Aaron,
down to a...
you don't take us seriously? Secondly, he is a TV. It says TV host, so I don't
know. Oh, okay. I'm not
I thought podcast.
I watch clips of that fucktard a lot.
Oh, so...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Or was that just a reflection in the mirror?
Yeah, I was just going to say. That old guy looks scared.
He's not running very fast.
Mr. McKee.
Well, as we know, most people who are accused of a crime don't want to be out in public or be seen anywhere, especially in public media. But murder charges simply didn't stop one Virginia man from giving an interview to a Buffalo, New York news station. Alexander Hill Jr. was arrested last week in Buffalo shortly after appearing on TV, thanks to an anonymous tipster who alerted the U.S. Marshals Service. Hill faces 4 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 3 women and a 2-year-old boy in Petersburg, Virginia, back on Easter of 2014. Bodies of the victims were relatives of an ex-girlfriend of Hill's. They were found inside a burned home on Easter Sunday. Hill was spotted on surveillance video outside a Waffle House in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 24 hours after the killings. He then disappeared. Now, oddly, on the anniversary of the murders, the U.S. Marshals Service redistributed Hill's photo in an attempt to track him down. An anonymous tip led them to Buffalo, where Hill had been staying under the assumed name at a Saint with an assumed name, sorry, at a St. Luke's Mission of Mercy, a homeless shelter and soup kitchen. The mission's founder said, "I didn't know anything about him. I'd see him. He'd say hello. He just kind of laid low." But baffling. Why would they put words like that in there? Anyway, Hill gave the station an interview.
English ones?
Bathing?
WGRZ did a story on how
TV2. How
the mission worked. That's what I said.
It's Channel 2.
That's what I said earlier. Anyway, they did a story about the mission and how they were letting homeless people stay as long as they were willing to do trade out for work. So remodeling, maintenance things. He gave the station an interview in March as part of a profile of a local pastor who gave homeless people a place to stay in exchange for work while renovating the building. In the story, Hill, who appeared in glasses and a hat, said that his name was Trent Dales, a carpenter who had lost his job and his home. The minister, he said, quote, "The minister has given me an opportunity to do some work, kept me out of the elements, and so far it looks like it's going up," whatever the hell that means. They later figured it out within 24 hours that the scar on the man's forehead was exactly like the picture that the marshal's office had distributed. They tracked him down, arrested him, and he's now in jail awaiting trial.
Oh, I love Buffalo for those kind of stories.
But just what makes you think that you've got a prominent scar right here and the hat didn't cover it? And you just literally, you put the picture side by side, you're like, well, duh, ding, ding,
well,
ding.
Well, no, I do dumb things. I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? There's a t-shirt.
He didn't have that shirt.
There's a t-shirt made for him.
Yeah, he doesn't have it.
Sometimes you just get caught up in when you touch me like this.
Yeah.
When I kiss you like that.
When you kiss me like that.
It's like that. Weird.
Like that. Bucket. Like that. It was that long ago, but it's all coming back to me.
Oh, I thought you were cutting your wrist.
No. When she claps in concert, she always does this. Key change. Lovely.
I love it.
One more story from Ryer.
Oh, South Florida keeps going. They're all crazy. So this man from Wimama.
Wait, this sounds familiar. Go ahead.
Huh?
No, keep okay, going.
Go ahead.
This gentleman, we'll call him, from Wimama.
Uh-huh.
Got bitten on the mouth.
Uh-huh. By a cotton mouth.
Did you do that one last week?
In a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you do that one last week?
Uh-huh.
She did it.
No, I had this one from last week. That's right. He's a dumbass. So there's that.
Just to recap, he's a dumbass.
Still a fucking moron.
To review, it is still dumb.
So a woman was jailed after a McDonald's shooting over a baconless burger. Did we do that?
No, we have not done the baconless burger.
Oh my God.
A Michigan woman.
I'm on her side already.
3 to 7 years in prison. Seriously.
Justifiable homicide if I've ever heard of it.
For real.
Bucket.
So, a
Michigan woman was sentenced to 3 to 7 years in prison after firing her gun at a McDonald's drive-thru when her hamburger was delivered twice without bacon.
Now, the one time
she was like, okay.
Two times.
Shanika Monique Torres, 30.
Latin.
I feel like it's a synonym, yeah.
Latin woman.
She's from Nance, Poland. Was convicted in March of carrying a concealed weapon, discharging a firearm into a building, and felony use of a firearm.
See, now in Texas, she'd have just walked away. None of that, you haven't even listed a crime
that
yet.
That would be a Tuesday.
Yeah.
A judge sentenced her to the To serve the 3 to 7 years in prison at a hearing Tuesday, Torres visited a McDonald's drive-thru with a friend on the night of February 10th, 2014, and ordered bacon cheeseburgers. When the meal arrived with no bacon, manager apologized and offered her
as
a
he
free
should.
Meal.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
As you should.
She
don't
returned
fuck with my bacon.
Several hours later, and again, apparently she was hungry. I don't know.
Okay,
and
wait, no. I understand this.
Without bacon.
I've been
at
there.
At which point she screamed at the restaurant worker and pulled a handgun from her purse, firing around at the building. There were no injuries reported, but the shots shattered the driver's side window of her own car.
Did she? Oh.
I do dumb shit.
Bucket.
Yeah, bucket.
I love it.
There, she was arrested about 1 mile from the restaurant about 30 minutes later, so she only got... anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
Her defense lawyer... So we do know she has
an
attorney.
Oh, right, there you go. She does have an attorney.
Said the shooting was an accident and was not about receiving her hamburger without bacon.
Right.
No, bucket. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
She just
I think that she was just shooting some shit up and she was pissed and she was hungry.
Okay, now
she
Jenny
should go to she needs to go to Burger King. Have it your way.
No, Jenny's like, they have shitty bacon at McDonald's. I don't care that she shot people. I'm worried about the quality of the bacon. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Right. Well, and
as a longtime fan of the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwich, I feel like the bacon is adequate at McDonald's.
It's bacon.
And Nero's going to give bacon. Everyone a gun before going into McDonald's.
I question the validity of the cheese and the egg, but the bacon,
right.
I think, is
the
real.
The processed
solid.
Cheese-flavored food.
Solid. I got a salad on the bacon.
I can tell you, a sausage egg McMuffin does not make me mad, but that's just
see.
Me.
I always like going through a McDonald's is such a rare occurrence, but let me tell you, when it's there, it is before 10:30.
That's right. And now you might not have to worry about that.
Yeah, because they're 24/7.
That egg McMuffin is the shit.
The shit.
And one
it's just not right.
One New Year's Eve, many, many, many years ago, back in New York, some friends had gotten, and they used to call it welfare cheese. I don't know what the correct term is.
I love
is
welfare
for it.
Cheese.
But you get the big,
block
of government cheese. And so we were completely.
It's usually
wasted.
Called medium cheddar.
Is that what it's called?
And I,
or is
I,
that what
I,
it is?
I had yeah. never heard of this
know.
Term,
That's
but we're all trashed at this bar after like doing the whole New Year's Ooh. Thing. We'd like. Because the bars are open until 4. So, like, the New Year's part of it happened hours before. Now we're drinking. Now we're looking for food. And somebody just enters up into the conversation. I've got
a wheel of cheese.
A wheel of government cheese at home. So we stopped at an AMPM or a Mini Mart or a Piggly Wiggly, whatever was in the
Piggly
neighborhood.
Piggly Wiggly.
Loblaws.
That delicious cheese food.
I think it was a Loblaws. And we got all the fixings to make homemade... Egg McMuffins, and fuck so we had government egg McMuffins, and they were delicious.
So
I don't know, we were trashed.
Good.
We could have been eating dog food at that
right.
point, or
right.
institutional chicken, who knows, but it was
processed
delicious.
American cheese food.
But we were so close to Canadian that we had to believe the Canadian bacon was legit.
Sure.
And sold in all English right. muffin sizes, which I was, to this day, I can't imagine our good fortune
yeah.
at 5 a.m. on
this.
A holiday.
Right?
Finding right? appropriately sliced meats.
It's already ready already.
For our dream sandwich.
Oh, boy.
And all of us sitting around trying to cut up the wheel of cheese into circles to match the English muffin. It was a tragic night.
Oh, that looks like,
fun. That sounds like fun.
Good times.
Well, we're going to wrap up this headline.
For my bucket list.
We're going to wrap up this headline story. Springboarding off of the aforementioned dildo story that Marnie had. It's a sex story that someone, maybe you, will just be dying to use at some point. I hate these foreign names. Dutch designer Mark Sturkenboom. has just created a sex story that includes. He's just created a sex story that includes a mini urn to hold the cremated remains of that someone special who's passed on. The erotically shaped urn is part of the, quote, 21 grams memory box devised by Sturkenboom to help grieving people feel the presence of their loved ones long after their death.
Two questions.
Do you want to stop for a second?
Nope.
Two positions.
Continue.
The title refers to the purported weight of the human soul based on a now discredited study by Dr. Douglas McDougall, an early 20th century physician who weighed patients before and after death to see if there was a change in weight. Now, this according to Snopes.com. Now, besides the death-oriented dildo, Sturkenboom's memory boxes come with a perfume diffuser that can hold the departed's signature scent and an iPod amplifier so the bereaved can play songs that remind them of the deceased.
The dildo shape is going to play...
No, the box contains all these other things in addition to... Right. The box can also hold other keepsakes related to the dead loved one and comes with a brass key that can be worn in a pendant just around your neck. Sturkenboom said that an elderly neighbor inspired him to create a memory box.
Hurdy flirty Sturkenboom.
Quote,
I sometimes help an elderly lady with her groceries and she has an urn standing near the window with the remains of her husband, according to the Metro... She always speaks with so much love about him, but the jar he was in just didn't reflect that at all. In the same period, I read an article about widows, taboos, and sex. And intimacy. And then
is
I thought,
that like fuck, marry, kill or whatever?
Yeah. I love that game.
I read about widows, taboos, and sex and intimacy. And then I thought to myself, I can combine these themes and make an object that is about love and missing that intimacy. So Sturkenboom hasn't officially marketed the boxes as of yet. He told the HuffPost that the prices have yet to be determined. He also hopes that people will focus on the reasoning behind the concept, not the sex aspect.
Now, is that prostitution? Yeah.
Shove a bullet full of Homer's ashes in your hoo-ha with a battery behind it and tell me that doesn't mean
sex. Now, is that the can of hair that Jenny was talking about earlier?
Could be.
You spray the ashes into hair.
And isn't that prostitution somehow? I don't know.
Some...
His final quote is here.
Similar.
I would much appreciate if the term sex toy or dildo are not at the headlines, as he told HuffPost by email.
Maybe third paragraph.
It's a controversial piece. A metaphor.
A controversial piece.
Peace.
I'm packing a controversial
Kent
piece.
Kent Carlson, you had two positions?
Is that a controversial piece?
I actually have nothing. I'm stunned. I'm speechless. And all I can think in my head is hurdy flirty shirk and boom. That's all I got.
All I'm thinking of is hurdy bishkidoo. Floor-boo-dee-ski-dye, flea-boor-sa-doo-dee-shee-goo.
De-poppity-corn-de-boom-de-bang-de-poppity-corn-de-corn.
Yes. Celine Dion's other hit.
No, Swedish Chef from the Muppets.
I got nothing.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
No, that's, yeah. I got you.
We threw the cheeky into the barsky.
You throw up the corn, de-poppity-corn, de-boom-ba-boom, and the poppity-corn.
It's a shame you were sheltered from the Muppets more.
Oh,
how do you not know that?
I was There's probably bigger. High.
Good answer.
No, yeah.
Probably high?
Probably high.
Just a guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, these are
oh, there's nothing that'll save us from a headline segment by going into entertainment with Al Perkins.
Entertainment!
I feel like the music didn't start. Okay, God, there's so many fucking things here. We're moving down. Rosie the Riveter died. I had a topic that I'm not going to discuss till next week. Bruce Jenner did a big thing on Diane Sawyer and had the highest Friday night ratings in about a decade.
Never heard anything about it.
Wendy Williams is the biggest cunt I think I've ever encountered. Oh. Tony Awards nominees came on, Nerd Prom, which we already covered, and I have my suggestion for Hillary's vice president.
Mm. Oh.
Is it you?
Sadly, no. Because
oh.
I want her to win.
Bucket. But she could win with you. That'd be
So, not the Rosie the Riveter that you... not Rosie the Riveter. Who's the famous... It's Norman Rockwell's. It's the Norman Rockwell painting.
Right, and she was kind of an aftermath after the original Rosie the Riveter, because the original Rosie the Riveter was featured in a magazine?
Yeah, and I
don't remember. I read a whole long thing about it, and I read
Saturday
like this
Evening
much about
Post.
It. There you go.
That's where Rockwell's was from.
And she was very Rockwell actually softened her up a lot, and the pop. No, for real.
And then set her on the bed.
No,
like Nero
I'm sure because I can imagine what the real Rosie the Riveter looked like.
No, I'll post some pictures.
She was actually very thin and petite, and he plumped her up and made her a little heartier and a little more corn fed. From what I read, that she was a very slim woman.
No, hang on. Let me do some googling, because the original. The original depiction,
depiction
was of a woman who was very muscular and looked like she had been working in like a bomb factory. Like you would have expected this woman to have been working with heavy machinery.
Right.
Like she was very muscular. She was very like that greasy like
tan color, you know what I mean, that you get from working in a factory.
I have a lot of other adjectives going through my head.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it. But you know what I mean? Like that
greasy
that
tan color. Bucket.
No. Oh, no, I was just going to go with dyke is really where I was going with that.
Well, sure. And that's kind of where you go with it. But they, I mean, at the time, these women were not all just the dykes. They were just women that had to go to work. Like there was, it was that.
Because the men were all at war.
And we're coming at this from two different stories. Now I know what you're going for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that was the original one, and then the pop culture one that we all know with the Yes We Can, that was a derivative of that, from what I understand,
right.
Softened from her. I don't know about the skinny little...
No, but the actual woman that posed for the painting...
Was the rough mechanic-looking girl with all the muscles, right?
No, she was a very thin, feminine woman, and he kind of made her look a little bigger, like she was a factory worker, and her family had said that she was much more dainty than that, but it did look like her. It was just clearly a woman who was a little bit hardier, a little more corn-fed, more middle America. But and she was in her 90s and lived a long life and was always very proud to be the Norman Rockwell one, in the fact that there was these two competing Rosie the Riveter pictures. One was for like war posters, and one was the Norman Rockwell one that just kind of sold it to, like, it wasn't so, what's the word?
Exhibit A.
Not so propaganda. That's his, right?
That's Rockwell's.
That's Rockwell's, right. And she
I'm sorry, I had the backwards. So then.
Right, that's right. And that's the one where she's very petite. She doesn't look like that.
Exhibit B is the one that everybody thinks of.
That's the one that we can do it. That's the one that everyone thinks of.
Right.
But so what they're saying about the Norman Rockwell was that it was a painting of a real woman, and it really did look like her, but he made her look a little bit more middle America.
She butchered her up a little bit.
Yeah. Not butcher, but just kind of that corn-fed thing that they used to call it back then. Yeah. When they told What's-Her-Face, Shirley Partridge for Oklahoma, she was a very skinny Hollywood actress, and they said, we need you to look a little bit more corn-fed. You need to go away for a couple of weeks and come back. And she came back, and they're like, okay, maybe lighten up on the corn.
Maybe a little less.
Right.
Her first book,
down the plate.
Now you're at an H.
Shirley Jones' first book, which wasn't just outright pornography, had some charming anecdotes like that one.
That's great.
So it was an interesting article, and she kind of crossed the barriers this week of like someone that died and got mutual respect from like right wing crazy radio and like normal people. So there was that. So my choice for vice president, I think Cory Booker is how they win this. Former mayor of Newark that ran into a burning building, now New Jersey senator. I think that's the right ticket for her to like get her elected.
And not terribly bad looking, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, he's very attractive. I don't know. They had a correspondent that they were talking to in Baltimore all day yesterday that I was like pining over, and I'm like, who does it remind me of? And it was Cory Booker.
Okay.
So we'll go now to the Tony Award nominations came out.
Good night,
out.
Richard. Thanks for joining us.
Good night. Oh, yes. And Richard, good luck with more
good
papers.
Luck with more papers, right?
Mm-hmm. The Tony Award nominations, and there was some big snubs in here, which I thought was just as interesting as what got nominated. But I'll go over them very quickly.
I've already written the date down on my calendar.
Yes. And I actually, Sunday, June 7th, which is what I have to wake up tomorrow because that's a schedule I have to get right.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's very important.
That's the whole schedule. So best play.
Kat can call you in the morning if you need to. She'll be up early.
Yeah, I got to set all my alarms.
Sure the fuck will.
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. Disgraced, Wolf Hall Parts 1 and 2, and Hand to God are your best play nominees. Best musical in American in Paris, Fun Home, The Visit with Cheetah Rivera, and Something Rotten, which looks like a lot of fun. And some friends of mine just saw that in New York, and from what I could tell, they didn't have great. It wasn't really positive reviews, but there was nothing for Finding Neverland, which I thought was interesting because that's so hyped and it's making a lot of money. And I have heard fairly positive things about that. I haven't read any like legit reviews of it, and my friends are going to see it in a couple of weeks. But I don't know when they were talking about Something Rotten, I didn't get a good sense of it. And American in Paris, I don't get that movie. I don't get why we're doing an adaptation of that movie. I don't know. I love me some Gene Kelly, but I just have never understood the fascination with an American in Paris. Best revival of a play, The Elephant Man, Skylight, You Can't Take It With You, and This Is Our Youth. Interesting Race, This Is Our Youth is Michael Cera, Kieran Culkin. It's the one, I think it came from Chicago. This particular one's had a lot of really good reviews, and The Elephant Man got spectacular reviews. Mm-hmm. So, You Can't Take It With You has James Earl Jones. So, some interesting things. Revival of a musical, The King and I, from Lincoln Center, On the Town, which is one they've been touting all over New York. Every time you go there, like, the whole airport is fucking On the Town. And On the 20th Century. The King and I is the... That is, it's got some of the most beautiful music ever written, but seriously, you can't sit through that as a whole show. Like, you just gotta do a concert version and walk away. Because that March of the Siamese Children, and that's literally what it's called, it sounds offensive, but that is the name of the song, goes on for like 35 fucking minutes. They find every Siamese child in the world. I don't even think you're allowed to say Siamese anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right here.
Unless you're talking about cats.
So, then snubs again, because nothing comes up for... Finding Neverland, and then in the best play, there was nothing for the Larry David play, and no one in the cast with that stellar cast, and it's been the sellout of the season. Like, for a straight play, they're doing like $1 million a week. It's gotten like Larry David kind of reviews, like, this is what Larry David does. But I was really expecting Rosie Perez to get nominated, because she's gotten like the best reviews of the whole thing. Yeah. But, and he has such a following that I thought, clearly they're not going for like TV ratings on this one, because they're leaving out like big stars that are in these shows. So but Sting for The Last Ship gets the only real nomination for score, and then the rest kind of follow along there. Bradley Cooper has his first chance to win a major award in The Elephant Man, and I think he has a really good shot based on the reviews that I read. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else exciting. Helen Mirren gets a nomination for The Audience. One More Chance to Play Queen Elizabeth. We get it. You're British. You play a lot of queens.
I like her a lot,
though. Oh, I absolutely She's love amazing, her, but she was in HBO's Elizabeth the First. Right. She was in Elizabeth, whatever, the Queen.
And
she won an Oscar. Yeah. She won an Emmy. Yep. And now she has a chance to win a Tony. Like, we get it. You got the Elizabeth part of the monarchy.
You're the
down
queen.
Pat.
Yeah. Wah, wah. Move along.
Move along.
Yeah.
And then... Ken Watanabe gets and you might remember him from The Last. Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. I
think The Last Watanabe?
No, I think he's from The Last Samurai. Oh my God, if it's not him, I'm really making some bad Asian jokes. But anyways, he's the king and the king and
Siamese
I.
Because Siamese wasn't bad enough.
Yeah.
And gets a nomination. Kristen Chenoweth gets a nomination for Best Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical for On the 20th Century. And then it's a bunch of people that no one's ever heard of. Kelly O'Hara gets nominated for The King and I. Chita Rivera for The Visit. So The Visit, it's Candor and Ebb, and it's a show that they've been working on since before either Candor, I can't remember which one died. Candor or Ebb is dead now. But they've been working on this, she said, for 14 years. They've been workshopping it, getting it going. It's Terrence McNally. And it just opened, I think, a week or two ago. But it's Terrence McNally did the book, Candor and Ebb did the music, so, and Chita Rivera is the star. Like, this is the, like, you can't go wrong pedigree, so I can imagine why this is getting all this attention. But she's just started making the rounds today. She was on The View today and didn't sing or dance, but looks incredible. And she's got to be 80 if she's a minute. And seriously, like, there was just nothing in here that really excited me. But I haven't been to New York this year, so the other big one is the It's Only a Play with Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane got all snubbed, except for Mika Stock got the only nomination out of that. Like, just really strange snubs, and they really went with a lot of interesting things, but it's not anybody anyone's ever heard of.
Question I have for you, with Neil Patrick Harris ruling himself out and taking himself out of hosting again this year, were you surprised that they chose Alan Cumming and Kristen Chenoweth to host?
No, those are good choices. Alan Cumming always kind of creeps me out, though. Like, I just feel dirty when I see him.
I agree.
Uh-huh. Like, I always feel like I've been touched and I'm going to have to explain it to my therapist. That's with how two dolls.
I see Jodie Foster or Angie Dickinson. Same thing happens to me. I do, swear to God.
Really?
Weird.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
And the other musical that got snubbed was Gigi, which I think that's another one that I can't believe they brought that back. Gigi is, it's kind of child molestery and kind of like, I don't know, there's just something, ugh, about Gigi when you watch it. It's where you get Thank Heaven for Little Girls and I Get a Kick Out of You. Mm-hmm. It's, somebody kick me if I'm wrong. But... The only place I've heard of anybody in these nominations is Victoria Clark. Somebody's got to Google Gigi for me and tell me. I think that's Cole Porter. No, it's Lerner and Lowe. It's Lerner and Lowe. I think I know that.
Isn't that a Lerner and Lowe is the way to go? Oh, no, that's that.
No.
Sure.
Lerner and Lowe is like My Fair Lady.
Lerner and Rowe? Anyone? Yeah. No?
No, can't help you there. And then in the Best Direction of a Play, Stephen Daldry, who has like one of the best track records in movies. He's made 4 movies, and all 4 have been nominated for either Best Picture, Best Director, or both. He directed this Skylight play, and he gets a nomination here. This guy, just everything he touches just turns into some kind of awards show gold. So, yeah, I'm not all that excited about any of these, but because they remade stuff that, like, does anybody need it? This Fun Home looks interesting. So, and Something Rotten, but I gotta find out from my friends what they think of them, because they've actually seen some of these.
Why did Neil Patrick Harris decide not to?
He felt like he got burned by the Oscars, and just felt like maybe he needed a break.
Okay.
And I just thought he needed another year with the Oscars. I feel like he set up that joke that was so much his sense of humor, and he wasted so much time having to set up that joke that really paid off. But by the time you're like, you know, what are you gonna do with that? So that's that. And then Wendy Williams last week. So I will go through.
I did not hear this.
We'll go via Wendy Williams.
Yep, I saw the reaction stuff, but
dive on in. Here we go.
So Wendy Williams last Thursday, and I have never seen an episode of her show. Mm-mm. And I, 6 or 7 years ago, I was in New York City, and like, she was on the side of all the buses. Mm-hmm. And she kept going by, and I was like, oh, it's a man, you know. I thought it was like another RuPaul.
Sure.
She manly.
As a man in a wig. Uh-huh.
She looked like a man.
She
looked like a man.
And so through the course of the time that I was in New York, finally, like, a friend and I were crossing the street and saw the bus. I'm like, who is that? Like, is that like a RuPaul 2? Is it like a drag show? Like, what is the Wendy Williams show? And my friend was like, huh? And I'm like, I don't know this name, and that looks like a man. And she's like, no, that's... You know,
she's like, damn, girl.
And then Laverne Cox comes out, and I'm
like,
aren't they the same person? Like, I honestly, and it was just, you know, me
I feel
just
like
not
it might be insulting to Laverne Cox at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
So
too,
like, maybe we should apologize.
So I had never,
or maybe all black people.
I had never seen her show. It wasn't on my bucket list to watch her show. There was nothing going on there that I felt I was missing. And I'm sure if I had tuned in last Thursday, and she does this thing, this Hot Topics, which, honestly, is probably the most lowbrow, horrifying piece of bullying I have ever seen. I've only seen one episode, and it went from Bruce Jenner to Sherry Shepherd on the in vitro baby that her husband kind of conned her into having his sperm and someone else's egg, and he wants child support for it, even though she has frozen eggs. They didn't use her eggs; they went with the surrogate, and then.
Were the other eggs
they
organic?
Found out, like, he was kind of scheming. But... he was kind of scheming to get a kid out of her and get her money.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't really love. He just wanted, but they went with someone else's egg, which made it even weirder. Now they're suing for child support. And she just kind of laid into that situation. And just it was just kind of cruel the way she was getting into that. And it's like, that's someone's personal business. Right. And
first of all, not your business.
Not your business. And she was very personal about it because they know each other. So she kind of went into a little too much, like, detail about it. I don't know.
Okay.
But her Bruce Jenner thing was just horrifyingly mean. And like I said, last Thursday that might have kind of sold.
Mm-hmm.
But she was all this stuff about horrible parenting and being transgendered with children and how bad that was for children. And kind of like, you should have thought about that shit before you had babies.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh, do you know how many transgendered people have children that they have to explain this to? Like, so even if you thought something horrible about the Kardashians, which I truly do. Like, I think they're just, like, ugh. And he said sperm I had to swallow. Well, welcome back, Bear.
Thanks for staying with us.
Yeah, exactly. So it was,
it's
seriously
good. I like it.
Really. And
can you show me in the doll?
Never. Literally never in my life. No.
Never. I just can't.
Never.
So this whole segment, but it went on and on. It was making fun of her in the dress, of not her, but making fun of Bruce in the dress.
Uh-huh.
And saying, like, that they think it was a staged photo to get a picture of Bruce on his porch, and like the long range. It was so mean-spirited and shitty. And because I watched it afterwards.
It aired
Thursday night, and was saying it was a fame whore thing, and that there was no reason to watch this, and if she didn't have a job to do about commenting on
on current events, and she wasn't so nosy as part of her talk show job. She would never watch it, but she absolutely had to. And it was just...
Is there a gun to your head?
Right, it was awful. And I feel like a gun should be put to her head. I hate to say it, but it was just... Ugh. But,
I had a spit.
Yeah, so it was so nasty. And it turns out she had done something last October along the same vein of, like, making fun of his appearance and talking about all this shit that she had to go on, like, TMZ or one of those shows and apologize and saying she was a great friend of the community and every community, and she was so accepting. And I'm like, you're really kind of not, though. Because that thing, yeah, that thing about kids and bashing people for having children before a life change really made me want to stab her in the neck. And it just came across as like, I don't care if you recorded this 3 years ago, you're a cunt with a capital cunt. Yep. there's no letters
with
we can...
With a capital Michelle Bachman.
Yeah. There you go. That's how I would like to say it. Yeah. So everyone is waiting for her to apologize. But after watching that segment for like the third time, because I just needed to see it again to think of like, am I just being too sensitive? Right, right. Or like... Is it just the timing's off? Like, if I had seen it at a different point, and then I saw the thing that she said back in October, and I'm like, no, this woman was just a mean-spirited cunt. And her apology was so insincere then.
Mm-hmm.
How impressed were you?
Okay, so now we get to Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
I went into it, and I really don't, I know no one believes me, that I don't have any idea what the Kardashians are doing. I know there was a sex tape. I know there's like 8 of them, and I know 2 of them are fat, and like,
Ray J.
They're all gross people, and I know Ray J fucked one of them.
Who the fuck is Ray J?
Our first show.
Who the fuck is Ray J?
Like,
right.
So, I mean, I know a little, but I have never put it together, and people always yell at me, well, they're Bruce Jenner's kids. And I'm like, oh, then why isn't their last name Jenner? Like, I just don't understand it.
And Robert Kardashian from the OJ trial.
Right. And I've Googled a little bit. I filled in some pieces over the years because I'm like, we're throwing around a lot of last names, and then there's pictures of OJ and Nicole with
Robert
and whatever the cunt's name. The cunt supreme.
Kim? No.
Chris.
Jenner. Chris Jenner.
So I was under the same impression that there might be an ick factor to this. Like, this might just be exploitive and horrible. And I think we've talked about it for weeks.
Literally have.
I'm a little afraid to listen to last week's episode in my drunkenness to see what horrible things I had to say about it.
To see how Wendy Williams you were about
it. I don't think so. Before I put both nails in the cross.
We did discuss that.
And my one hand will be on Washington, the other one on Maine as I shimmy up the cross.
No, I think if I remember right, and I don't drink nearly as much as you do, so.
Oh, thank God for that.
Get off that cross.
Fuck it.
I'm on top of that cross. Yeah.
There's our voice of reason.
I'm pretty sure we brought it up like 2 weeks ago and kind of were like, well, suspicious, but yeah, we'll watch. Like, whatever. I don't think we even brought it up last week, really.
It was just a great interview, and I'm not a big fan of Diane Sawyer either because I feel we get too many reaction shots out of her. Like, back to the interviewer. Yeah, exactly.
I love Diane Sawyer, and I loved her during the election. Was my favorite.
Oh, drunk.
Exhausted.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just
tired.
So tired. Yeah, but I do love Diane Sawyer. Personally.
I mean, I from a personal point of view, I enjoy her as an interviewer. She annoys me, but I thought this interview was spot on the money. Everything about it was just...
I saw your Facebook fight about that.
It was... Oh,
I know,
my God.
Me, too.
Did you see that?
I was like,
who the fuck is this bitch?
That's my tarred friend that gave up cable and TV two weeks ago.
Son of a bitch.
She doesn't know what she's commenting on.
Okay.
So, she doesn't know that the world is bashing... Cunzilla, what's her name? Wendy Williams.
Wendy, right.
So she thought, she just took that as I all of a sudden thought Wendy Williams was a man because she's so out of touch, but she's trying to play that game like, oh, but I'm okay. I don't miss it. But clearly she does because she keeps putting all these like things on her wall about like Bruce Jenner's eyebrows. I'm like, sweetie, that's not the conversation anymore. Like, we're past that now. We've had the interview. Watch. She's like, well, I don't know why anyone...
She was picking fights with people in the comments. Oh, my God.
She was picking fights all over the place about why does Bruce have to go out and tell the story? Well, we need to hear these stories from people, just like people coming out. Like, I'm like, we all need information about this. Mm-hmm. Like, we could all have a little learning.
Right.
And it was very honest. I like that he didn't know anything about the community.
Yeah.
And said quite honestly, I don't know what is in the community. I don't know what resources there are. And then they spoke to the doctor that he didn't even admit. Like, the doctor said he was working with Bruce, but Bruce didn't admit that he had a psychiatrist helping him. He made it sound like he was without... So when they're asking him questions about, like, your sexuality, and he was like, oh, no, we are not there.
Like, and I'm like, you're 65.
I loved when he was laughing at Diane's, at the questions. Like, and she, I thought she handled that whole thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
I've got to ask these things, so I'm going to. And then he just was juggling, like, what? And he had such a great look on his face. Like, oh, Jesus. Okay, how many more times? Which way to Sunday do I have to do this?
Yeah, and it
to
was.
Tell you.
But it was just like, I haven't
so
thought about it yet.
Are you a lesbian? Are you a. A gay man, or you, you know, the,
but it's because the labeling of, because yeah, the labeling gets really.
But we all have that question because, sure. Like, you want to come to our parade, we need to, like, we have follow up questions too, like,
sure,
and exactly. And like Jenny said, we've gained a lot of, we've learned a lot about trans people from these people coming out mm-hmm. and telling their stories.
Right.
And then the thing that made it really bad for Wendy Williams was his older children yes. from his first two marriages came on. And they were supportive, but they had questions.
Sure.
Like, is there another relationship in your future? Like, we don't want to see you alone, but what's it going to be? Like, what are we expecting to walk through the door?
And what are we accepting? Right. And what is this looking like?
Right. And they showed a little bit of their journey to acceptance and how they got to it. They interviewed
his... And how wonderful were they?
His sister, who's like, I've never seen him as a woman, but I guess it's going to happen, and I know nothing of this.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's
yeah, so you, right? you were kind of catching everybody, like, at the same starting point, which we've always talked about. Everyone has their own starting point to a story, mm-hmm. and I felt like this is a little... It was a little intimate, but very honest. And when he said, and then he goes, well, I'm Republican because I believe in yes. the Constitution. And then you're like, well, you know nothing of the community because mm-hmm. once you get there and learn the struggle and the rights you're fighting mm-hmm. for, you're probably going to be like,
wait a minute.
Why am I voting for yeah. these people over here? Because now you're not a rich white dude that wants his taxes right. back. Now you're a trans woman who wants a little bit of dignity and to be able to use a bathroom in public because right. you are not anonymous now.
But that whole story seems so raw. Like, it didn't seem as though the kids were, you know, my favorite was the oldest son, I guess, named Bert, which I was like, what?
Oh, and the oldest two names, like Bert and Ernie, like,
I know,
they were crazy
it was
names.
Crazy, where, and they didn't look like it. I mean, it was just...
In fairness, he doesn't look like he did back
no,
then
that's
either.
Very
oh, no,
true,
the two,
but
the
they
two
didn't.
Middle sons are gorgeous.
Oh, well, Bryce? Oh, God damn it. What's his name? Anyway,
one's a singer.
Brody.
Fuck. Brody Jenner.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is that the fact that both of his wives were so, his ex-wives were what? So on board and like, hey, and they've kept his secret for that long?
Yeah, because he was on hormones something. In the 80s and then stopped.
Yes. Hmm. And had told them. Had told
and,
them
and,
all.
And told and, wife number two and the cuntzilla.
Kris Jenner.
That he liked.
He told wife number one as well.
Don't
that's
make me
why
say
they
it.
Broke.
I'm just,
that's
I'm
why
just trying
divorced.
To help. I pulled up the Wikipedia. Yeah.
And it was wonderful. But
Kris
the
Jenner
kids,
has a
it
Wikipedia.
It seemed so raw. And
yeah,
they
it really
seemed
did.
Like they were like, but that Bert, the oldest one, he said, you know, it's really weird. He's kind of a big guy. Kind of looks like he belong. All, forgive me, but He's a Midwest guy to me. Like, he looks
yeah,
corn
yeah.
Midwest
fed.
Guy.
Another corn-fed
and,
humans.
And he was like, you know, my dad used to call, and my dad calls and says, you know, hey, big guy, how you doing? He'd say, I'm doing well. How are you, big guy? He goes, I might need to rethink that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, there
and
was,
it was just...
There was just a lot of like... It was just so honest, and I felt myself moved a few different yeah. times when they were like, well, what do you think your dad would think? And you could just tell, like... I hadn't thought about that yet. Like,
yeah.
real, like, and there was so much, like, oh, and all you kept thinking was, and they interviewed a couple psychiatrists, and they went through the whole thing of, like, this, the suicide rates and then the violence against transgendered people. And I'm like, can Bruce watch this special, too? Because I think he's got some learning.
He has some catching up
to
do.
But how much love? I mean, his 89-year-old mother.
Oh, and the mom, they interviewed the 89-year-old.
I lost it.
Yeah, that was very moving. That she was like, well, I thought I could never be prouder of than the Olympics, but here we are. And I was...
Yeah. I was done. Mom and I were watching
oh my
it,
God.
And we're just...
yeah. And I was like, okay. And I and where the Drew is commenting about that mm-hmm. cuntzilla wouldn't say anything,
yes.
but I think that family is so that last family is so fucking damaged. And this is based on no information because I don't watch them, and I try to stay as far away from that those their stories as possible.
This is an example of facts being used sparingly.
Sparingly, but I honestly think if it's not
rock,
about
paper,
them,
scissors.
since this story was not about them, they just had no interest in being part of it.
I can't believe that. Well, come
maybe.
On, Kanye. I loved Kanye. And are you kidding me, Kanye West? Like, I would ever say that. But he went
well,
to Kim and said, if I, you know, if I love you and I have the most beautiful wife and I have the most beautiful daughter. No, he doesn't. But I have these things.
Yeah.
But if I can't be myself and if I can't be, you know who
yeah.
I am and be proud of who I am, then it doesn't matter for Kim Kardashian to be able to be
that's,
okay
that's
with
what
it.
Opened the door
and
to
I'm
her.
Like, Kanye? I mean,
and now give her something to fuck or sell about it, and she'll be all on board and show up for the interview.
Well, and so God I just to be like, you know, you need to look good.
It was one of those things where if that troop of people showed up, I probably would have turned the interview off. So it kind of worked.
I know
better to have them stay away, but it also came across as like, well, if it's not about them, they're not. They're just not interested. If they can't sell something or fuck something, they're just not there.
Well, we also don't know, did ABC and Sawyer come in and go, look, you all want to be here, but we're going to interview
Now, it
Jenner
honestly seemed,
and be done.
It honestly seemed like that family just had no interest in it. Like, we have our own TV deal. We'll work out our interviews on our own.
And the interesting
like, we'll
thing
work
to me
with
is
Ryan
that
Seacrest, and we don't want. Because the kids were, I mean, the everybody just being there, and there was all like no comments.
Yeah.
And one of the his two younger daughters with Cuntzilla,
they sent at least something
saying we'd support our
father.
And
the one that I figured would be so supportive was Chloe, who's, you know, a little bit bigger and a little bit, you know, kind of has gone through some different things. And she's the one who apparently has some daddy issues and, God forgive me, but go to counseling.
Clearly, this family all needs counseling.
But Kim Kardashian, or I'm Kris Jenner.
Jenner.
Will make a buck off a dead mother. I mean, like, so I don't understand how she isn't trying to figure out how this can benefit her.
Right.
That's surprising to me because she has, you can say anything you want about her, but she has been a brilliant businesswoman.
Oh, she sold a sex tape to get one of her kids famous.
I mean, right?
That was the other thing that they were so honest about was how broke they were. Because they talked about in the interview when they first got together that his endorsement deals were done and she was a widow with 17 kids or how many fucking kids she's got, and that they were broke. Okay. So they had to, all the things that they had to do, like his fitness tapes and all the ways that she marketed him get them money because they were broke and he had four kids going in.
Right.
Yep.
There's two more with Cuntzilla and then, I don't know.
Three more with.
No, two, right?
No,
please don't
four.
Tell me.
There are four. She had four and then two.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep track of that crap, yet. But. But it was really.
And Bear, I'm telling you right now that I'm corn-fed myself, but just from up north.
Yeah.
So I'm not making fun of the corn-fed, I promise.
North corn coming in from Marnie. And for you,
corn
those of you watching
in.
On the green screen, north is up
corn.
Here.
Corn district, yeah.
This is northwest.
This is corn in, this is
North
corn
Dakota?
Out.
Northeast.
North Dakota? It's right up. Night, Bear.
Texas is where the corn comes out.
I still got to get that green screen paint. We'll get it all fixed up. Well, if you've not lost complete interest in the show, please join us for the rest of it. Still got about 55 minutes
Here's
to go. Kat Carlson. Kat Carlson coming up next with her little segment that we're going to try to shit all over. So stay with us.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
All right, here we go again, kids, coming at you. Hour three is in full effect. We are in Studio C. It's The Show every Tuesday. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. We have been beating up most of reality TV for the past 15 to 20 minutes.
It was not reality TV.
No.
Well, I do not want my name associated with reality TV.
No,
and the Bruce Jenner part wasn't.
We were beating up the other part of it that was. Not you in specific.
The whole point of this is to keep you from watching. The whole point to me talking out loud is to keep you from watching reality TV.
There's that.
Amen.
Let's move on, shall we? Keep things going with something else that may not be entertaining. It's Kat Carlson.
Oh, I had a couple little quick things.
Oh, you're not. Oh, you had more? Oh,
just a couple little things.
Oh, Christ. I thought we'd beat up the whole entertainment segment.
Nothing long.
Oh, then stand by. We'll be going back to Kat Carlson as soon as Al's done jacking off to this
Wait,
segment.
Wait, you already shit on it. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I was told I had one job to do.
My segment has been preemptively shat upon.
But we had an interesting, two deaths. But Susan Croft is how I'm choosing to pronounce that from the Partridge Family.
Yes.
Tracy,
just read that today.
Come on, oh, sad.
She may have not been able to play the tambourine. She may have been dubbed as well. But the youngest member of the Partridge family. Now, is Danny Bonaducci alive? Because I didn't have the effort to Google it.
So is Susan Day.
They're all alive.
I looked her up first thing that they had the name wrong.
And tragically, David Cassidy is as well. And really, I mean, he's having some trouble in Vegas.
Oh, because I saw him my mom was still alive in Vegas like 20 years ago.
Well, he's been I feel like DUI, all kinds of degenerate.
Oh. Yeah, he went bankrupt. But what, he did that FX show years and years ago.
And was doing okay then.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Then apparently it got a little. Ooh, I didn't mind.
That's a good
one. And then.
Are you looking at him right now?
Yeah.
Jack Ellie, the singer of Louie Louie. Louie.
Oh, no.
He died today. Oh. Or yesterday or sometime. I know I lost the headline page. And we already talked about. Alan Cumming and Christian Chenoweth being announced as the hosts of the Tony Awards.
Mm-hmm.
There was one more story on here, and I accidentally closed the page.
Ta-da!
Oh, Sam Smith. That was the big news. Sam Smith.
Bought a puppy?
No.
Tell me somebody gave that motherfucker a puppy.
Why? So
stop crying?
Puppy? Yes.
She wants a puppy?
Seriously, No, it's thank you for listening. I've been saying that for 6 months. Somebody buy him a puppy.
Because he's very sad.
Right.
Oh, well, I thought something happened to his dog.
No, but following the Adele...
aside from you being a smartass, I was
following the Adele footsteps of, fat girl gets dumped. Now he has hemorrhaged vocal cords and had to cancel his Australian tour. So he has to have his either vocal rest or surgery. They're still trying to decide, but it's
Jenny
all
got
very
lucky, but
serious.
Susan Day was never hot. Not even a little bit.
Oh, no. Susan Day had her hot years.
I don't think.
Oh, yeah. When she had that comedy before or after L.A. Law. Oh, I thought she was hot. Yeah.
Not even a little.
No. Let's see.
All right.
That's just an opinion.
Stand by. Judges.
I guess you should be here. And then really, 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 really good news. This is not this part.
I'll allow it.
Okay, from back then.
So,
okay.
No, but in the
picture.
Oh, in the night. Remember she got,
I think it was the
Remember
the,
she picked up she could pick up radio stations on her braces for a little while? That was always fun. And I always wanted it to happen to me when I had braces. I always remembered that. But anyways,
there was a Lucy episode where that happened too.
Joni Mitchell may not be still in a coma. Just an update from last week's story about Joni Mitchell being ill. We're not sure if she's...
She is. TMZ 3 hours ago said it came out again that she was not responsive at all.
But then her family members are saying she are. So I think we're in a
Bobby
Christina story.
Right?
And then just to end this out loud, because this was the whole point of this whole fucking thing, is that HBO has announced... that Veep has been renewed for another season.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
But Armando Iannucci is what I think his name is, that he's not coming back due to exhaustion and family issues. Our writer, director, creator.
Oh, right. Yes.
He is not coming back. So what they're going to do without him. But again, I woke up too early today, and not because the alarm clock said, are you sure? I was just insomnia.
Are you fucking kidding?
So I took a hot bath and I put the eye device across from me, and I watched a couple episodes from season 3 of Veep, and I seriously spit coffee into my bathwater 3 separate times and nearly choked to death.
Apparently.
See, and that's what they're there's a big
breaking news coming to us from our correspondent in the lesbian land.
In the DJ booth.
Live from the DJ booth. We have a lesbian in a DJ booth reporting. No, and they've been going back and forth.
We're getting reports that Joni is responsive and was never in a coma.
And is actually on tour.
She and Bobby Christina are going on tour.
With Celine Dion. With Celine Dion.
That's right.
Joni's gonna sit up and pave a parking lot. So I'm just so excited that HBO doesn't care about ratings, although I think it's getting huge ratings because they're still playing it after Game of Thrones.
Sure.
But Veep for one more season. And seriously, now that there's HBO Now and it's currently free on any iDevice. Yeah, they're doing a 30-day free trial on any iDevice.
I mean, my HBO is already stolen, so I'm not going to stop doing that.
So, I mean, you're watching this,
Why
right?
would I stop doing
not
that?
Not going to pay for it and then get it
This shit
free.
Is just off the fucking charts funny. Like, I can't even express it to people.
I'm behind. I need to catch up on this.
I've watched the season.
Dreyfuss is...
genius. But now it's... Oh, God, and I remembered his name so I could say it today and give him credit.
Cumberbatch.
No.
But
I give you points for that.
I was that guy for a long time.
Benedict Cumberbatch. I've got him done. Yes. He has an Oscar nomination, so I had to learn it. Oh my God. Anyways, I will, before I shit on your segment.
Are you talking about Jonas?
No, that's Timothy Simons. Him, I got down. No, it's the chief of staff, and he used to be on Samantha Who.
Kevin Dunn.
His name is Kevin Dunn.
I was so close. I was getting there.
He was the chief of staff for the president that resigned, and then she brings him on as the chief of staff, and he's like, I'm the bulimic that never lost weight. I just threw up all the fucking time. He has, and if you watch season three, from his entrance, for no apparent reason, in the first episode till last week's episode, he just wins every fucking episode.
Yeah, he's good.
I can't. She points, and we just have to go over again. Pretend that that's a Native American artist. She, like, looks at it, and they've just fucked Native Americans backwards and forwards the whole episodes. They're just pissing all over Native Americans. So finally, she's like, give me some goddamn Native American art over here. And I think she tells Sashine Littlefeather to go fuck herself. But then they're bringing her down this line of Native American art that they put up on the wall, and she's just pretending to be interested. And she's like, oh, I love the colors in this one. It's so pretty. And the Native American guy that's showing her is like, I think that one's called Massacre. And I mean, I can't even tell you what happened for the next 15 minutes because I was shitting my pants in the corner. There was, like, wine spit all over the living room. You're just not ready. I think that one's called Massacre. Yeah. And just the way she just shuts down with this giant fuck my life look on her face. It was fantastic. Just priceless. Yeah. So Doug and I, the whole time we were, like, watching Motown on stage, anytime something pretty would happen, I'd be like, I think that one's called Massacre. Oh my God.
It's good.
Wait, we have additional information from the field.
This just coming in.
Oh, yeah.
This just in.
And that's the end. I just had to say that Veep got...
According to JoniMitchell.com, April 28th, update on Joni's health. Sources with Joni in the hospital have approved the following statement to be made through JoniMitchell.com. Quote, contrary to rumors circulating on the internet today, Joni is not in a coma.
Bucket.
Joni is still in the hospital.
Bucket.
But she comprehends, she's alert, and she has her full senses. A full recovery is expected. The document obtained by a certain media outlet simply gives her longtime friend Leslie Morris the authority, in the absence of 24-hour doctor care, to make medical decisions for Joni once she leaves the hospital. Mm-hmm. So apparently there was a power of attorney happening, and somebody went, oh my God, Joni Mitchell's in a coma!
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Probably on TMZ.
And I'm pretty sure that the lesbians of the world are going to fall on the sword if she dies. Yeah.
There's a vigil happening somewhere.
Yeah, there's somewhere that's going to get ugly. That's going to get Princess Di. You're going to have all the anti-war people from the 70s.
It's going to be flannels and gray sports bras from
my
here
God.
To...
And Birkenstocks and socks.
Because my toes get cold.
Dykes and dogs everywhere you look.
Where does that come from?
State and Maine. How you get along over there? Like Dykes and Dogs.
Dykes and Dogs.
And it turns out it was an ad-libbed line, and they there's only him on screen because they had to edit it down to the tightest possible close-up because everybody did a spit take around him. They're like, sure. Well, keep that line, whatever it means. And the guy that said it was like, do dykes have dogs? He's like, I don't even know. He's like, it just sounded funny when I said it.
And it was.
And offensive. Well, here's something that's not offensive. Kat Carlson segment.
Oh! Hey, wait First a minute. Of all, I have one more thing. I just wanted to be a part of it.
Can I just pull down my pants and fart on it? Do I have to actually shit?
Caca Domingo.
I can't even.
Caca Domingo.
Can't even.
That's beautiful.
I've got Honey Boo Boo's mom who doesn't want to be upstaged. I've got gays raising money for haters. I've got... anti-gays on Grindr. I've got the Great Wall of Vagina and Bud Light, the official beer of date rape.
Well, good. Somebody's got to be the official
it.
Beer.
Like yeah,
I'm glad we've got it narrowed down to one.
Well done. Because you know it wasn't Miller Lite.
Oh, my goodness. So, to begin with, in what is almost a segue, if Al hadn't initially shit on my story, Honey Boo Boo's mama, Mama June,
she's
and
pretty.
Her sister Pumpkin.
Shut
up.
Shut the
You're
fuck
up. You're making that up.
Bucket.
I'm not.
You're making
mama
that up.
June.
Yeah. They both came out.
Fat people, no shame.
God.
Damn. Just this week.
Came, what?
Okay,
yeah.
What?
On Friday, the day of the Bruce Jenner interview, Mother June and Pumpkin have both come out as bisexual in an interview with Inside Edition.
Oh, somebody.
Which will air.
Who would buy that?
Yeah, it aired across from.
Have you seen her camo dress?
Yeah.
That was the neck fat.
As you may remember, the child, Honey Boo Boo, once declared on her hit television show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, she said, "Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay."
Well, turns out
she was at the time referring to her Uncle Poodle.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Who is gay? But she could have also been referencing other family members if she'd switch out gay with bi, apparently. 15-year-old Pumpkin.
Shut. What? How old?
15. Pumpkin.
So,
slated
wait,
an
Mama
interview
June
with Inside Edition
sister?
with the express intent to discuss being bisexual, although her announcement may become somewhat eclipsed by
or
her
may not
mother.
Come. We don't know.
Right. Yeah.
We have a choke take.
Oh, God. Don't die.
It's that dildo,
no.
Isn't it?
No, it was a peanut.
Yeah.
When she went from the other end.
Pumpkin.
It's a rare choice for the dildo to go balls first.
Stand by. Pumpkin is afraid of being eclipsed by her mother.
Because she's the size of the moon.
Or a pumpkin.
And announcing that she's also bisexual.
Grotesque. She says, flower bucket.
I'm attracted to females. I'm attracted to males. You cannot hide who you truly are, said Pumpkin.
Not in that
she, added, she can't hide.
She then added.
Oh, God.
June came out too.
No hide and seek.
Name two things you can hide behind Mount Rushmore and wait for it and.
Now, initially, Mama June was there to support her daughter, Pumpkin.
But had to leave to go get batteries. Yeah.
But the interview soon turned to June's story.
Oh.
And she said, and I quote, I'm not going to lie.
I really appreciate the dialect.
Thank
you. Just want you to know.
I played in the minors, but I never went pro.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, bucket. Oh my God.
When asked.
Baby.
When asked if either of them feared backlash from the community,
no. No, you're only getting backsplash from neck fat. There is no backlash.
When asked if either of them feared backlash from the community in their small town of McIntyre, Georgia, Mama June replied,
I'll sit on you.
I look at it this way. Haters gonna hate.
That's okay. Not the one. I figured she was going to say, well, the whole town knows.
Yeah, whole town knows.
I played in the minors.
Oh,
never went pro.
Okay, all I can think is the only thing I ever really saw of this grotesque carnival family, except for an American Horror Story, was that they, like, lived or ate out of a dumpster at some point, or they went shopping at a dumpster. Oh. So what's the community going to think that's lower than they went shopping at the dumpster?
Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's
haters
a little
gonna
gay.
Haters going to hate.
Haters going to hate.
Now, what you're describing sounds
Uncle
like
Poodle.
Something that I had posted on.
Oh, my God.
There was a spoof of it that a college comedy troupe did called My Precious Plum, where a guy dressed in drag and was the mother. And another girl played the Honey Boo Boo character. And they did all kinds of horrible, funny shit.
No, this was for real. This is the only thing I ever
real,
saw
yeah.
that show was they went grocery shopping or clothes shopping at a dumpster. But it wasn't like a dumpster behind like a grocery store. It was a dumpster like out on a country road. Like, what kind of fresh pizza is going to be in that
road
fucking
kill.
Thing? Yeah.
Oh,
and
tasty.
That's when I was like,
got me some skunk.
And then I saw the thing about when they pulled up her rolls and showed her neck fat, and I'm like, why is America watching this?
But you know what? She's attracted to females. She's
she
attracted
in the
to males. You cannot hide who
she
you
just
truly
wants
are.
Anybody to touch her. That's all she's
right.
looking for.
Yeah, but that's hide and seek.
Poke
right
the badger.
There. Now that's hide and seek.
If you can find the badger, poke it. That's all she's.
Speaking of finding
the
badger,
Jenny offered roll them in flour and bucket.
Thank you, Jenny. Take
look
one for the team.
Look for the wet
roll
spot.
Roll them in flour and bucket.
That's another one of those third grade jokes that never stops being funny.
Will you please put the peanuts
roll them
on
in flour and look for the wet spot.
Just put those peanuts
how
on
the
there.
How the hell do you have sex with Elizabeth Taylor?
I can't believe I'm introducing you to a joke from grade school.
No,
I love it.
I knew that. Oh,
I've heard them. No, I've heard them, and I still love that. I laugh like that every time since I was in
third genuine surprise, like you just got Sam Smith's puppy.
It was surprise
that you were what was standing between him and true happiness.
Oh, God.
Speaking of true happiness, North Dakota politician Randy Boeing got caught with his pants down.
Boing. You can also pronounce it boing.
I sure will from now on.
Randy Boeing.
Got caught with his pants down when 21-year-old Dustin Smith showed a local Fargo newspaper explicit photos of the state representative sent him via Grindr. This is important because Boeing recently voted against protecting gay North Dakotans from housing and employment discrimination, was confronted with the evidence. He came out, much like Mama June and Pumpkin, as bisexual. Of
course he did. Oh, he didn't go full homo? He went bisexual?
He didn't full on homo. He went bisexual.
His pants were only part down.
He said...
Now he's on a onomatopoeia.
T-I, double gun.
He said, that's what gay guys do on gay sites, don't they? Mm. Boing. Quoted this. That's how things happen on Grindr. It's a gay chat site. It's not the first thing you do on the site. That's just what we do. We exchange pics on the site.
It's the second thing you do on the site.
Yeah.
Boing. And Smith said Smith's reveal was retribution for the politician.
His reveal? Wow.
Retribution for the politician voting against the anti-discrimination bill. You think?
Yeah. That's what he was all like, this is some kind of, what did he call it? Like,
retribution.
Yeah.
Haters gonna hate.
They're all coming after me because I passed anti-gay laws. Yes!
Exactly.
It's exactly what we're doing.
Haters gonna hate.
Jenny, there's an E in there, not in wiener, because you found both E's in wiener, but... Oh, but his... And the article I don't know if you found it, but his online name was not as good as Carlos Danger, but it was a close... Oh, yeah. It was a close runner-up.
This particular article does not say. Oh. It just quotes him... saying that a 1,000-pound gorilla has been lifted.
Now, was that Mama June?
Yeah. That's her online chat name. 1,000-pound gorilla.
That's right, 1,000-pound gorilla. Hate is gonna
ain't
hate.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a
little
bring
gay. I'll bring my banana to your front door, baby.
Apparently.
Right up into your dumpster.
I'm gonna peel it.
Right up in your dumpster.
Apparently.
I'm gonna back up.
He played in the minors, but never went pro.
Neither did she.
I remember when Tim was during and one of his looking for Tim was going through one of his looking for a job phases in Phoenix, and we were suggesting like, well, get, you know, in the interim, go get a job at a gay bar.
Sure.
And make some money waiting tables. He's like, well, I don't want to be a professional gay. I'm like, because you're hanging on to your amateur status for the Olympics? Like, what does that fucking mean?
That's hilarious because I
right.
There's
do the rest, yeah, yeah. The rest of the map in your head.
Yeah.
Oh.
You were professional.
I've began a lot of statements with, as a career lesbian.
Yeah.
Sure.
As an honorary
you
member of the LGPA.
Dr. Ben Carlson. I have to put that on the Wikipedia.
I made a man blush this week by saying something like that because he was saying something snarky about female genitalia like he even knows.
Yeah,
this motherfucker.
He can't find that man
no,
in the canoe if you showed him
no,
the
no,
boat.
No, you can't. And I looked at him and I said, well, as a career lesbian, I feel like if that was a job, I wouldn't be working here, honey. And he just went full on red. I was like,
That's right.
Yeah. I think he said something like clit sucker or something.
Oh!
I was like, I was like, honey.
Not the CS.
Right.
Oh, I don't like him at all.
Cunt sucker. Wait, hold on. Judge's rule. I allow it. That's fun.
Right.
I don't think that's the word she
not
used.
Not what I said, but
that's
not what
right.
you said.
Similar.
Slit sucker?
I said clit sucker. Yeah.
No.
I'll allow it.
Could you approach the bench, please?
Yeah. We'd like an aside. We'd like an aside.
Similar.
Let's ask Mama June about
what's
that.
What's it called when they go up and they... We need a... What do they say when they're going up to the... we need the listening
down. I object.
No. When they have to come up and
sidebar.
Talk to the judge.
Approach
sidebar.
The bench.
Sidebar.
Oh, sidebar.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Didn't need to sidebar that.
Something.
Cunt sucker's looking for something more specific. We're going to need a sidebar.
Speaking of cunt suckers,
could we please get the definition of a cunt sucker? Clit sucker.
Do not Google it. Do not Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
I'm just...
I'm going to Google it.
Turn up.
Oh, yeah. Go to images.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn down
turn
the sound.
Turn off safe search.
Yeah.
Turn off safe search.
This house does not have a safe search.
Yeah. Turn off safe search.
Why do you think I have the fastest internet in the whole fucking block?
So that you can Google clit sucker? Yes.
Is it one, is
one
it,
would.
Is it one word?
I think it's a lady's choice.
Shows?
It ought to be.
It shows,
really ought to be.
Shows as two words.
Two words. All right.
Good.
I believe a hyphen would be appropriate there, too.
I can name that in three notes.
Yo.
According to...
Is that three?
Oh,
not those three.
No,
please,
no.
God, never those.
According to the web links that come up, I can get a lot of free
subscriptions. Oh, you've never slept with feminine women. I'm sorry.
Who never doesn't like free stuff?
Woman come. I'm sorry.
I'm sure all of these free links come with all kinds of viruses. Well, oh, the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, there you go.
If you're with Mama June, it comes with all kinds of viruses.
You know what? I feel like at this point, I'm going to go ahead and swap stories here.
I am not even going to read the description.
You made me spit up when you spit up.
Oh, I just, good. I just, okay.
Goodness gracious.
We can't even describe that without some kind of an R rating.
Well, since we're on the topic.
Of R ratings?
Cunt of suckers. R ratings and Mama cunt suckers. June. I want to introduce you to something, a great work of art. The Great Wall of Vagina.
Oh!
Yes.
Yep.
Is that in New Jersey?
No, it's in England right now.
Oh, it's on tour.
Yeah.
The back door ends in Jersey.
Great Wall of Vagina. Parenthetically, vulva artists create sculpture using plaster casts of women's private parts.
Oh.
I love that they stopped at private parts.
Wait, is this what they use for your chocolate anuses? Like, is it similar? Yeah.
Similar, but wait. Okay. Judge's There's ruling. More.
Few inches different.
Yeah. Vulva and anus, two.
Where would you like on the map? We'll show you on the map.
Here's the road.
Can you bring that up on the green screen?
Down
please,
here
sir?
Is the penis of America, right. But where's the vagina of America?
It's Southern route.
Somewhere around Wyoming.
Right.
Yeah.
Penis.
Follow my finger and please clip your nails.
Taint. Anus.
I did today.
Whole other person.
We got taint. They're taint more.
Taint.
Well, we got taint from her, so, you know, I'm going here.
Somewhere between Florida and Wyoming is
They're
taint.
Taint. They're taint your vagina between the penis.
Where are you from? I'm from Taint, Missouri.
No, we already said the Texas
taint.
Coast is the taint.
Taint.
Oh,
yep.
I missed that. Yeah. I gotta write that down.
Corpus Christi lies right in the taint.
No, you taint.
Well, just this month, a British artist has unveiled a great wall of vagina using 400 plaster casts of women's nether regions.
She's busy.
Nether.
For real.
I appreciate.
Jamie McCarthy unveiled the 26-foot-long sculpture.
Oh. Oh,
jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Locally in Boulder, Colorado.
Where's the flower? Yeah.
Oh.
Very, very close to here, locally to the United States. I was wrong. He's British, but he brought this shit to Boulder, Colorado.
He packed.
I was close, Wyoming.
I'm guessing he had a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Oh, probably did.
How much to mail this 26-foot vagina to my house?
I'd like you to wash your vagina.
I got a hunker in for something that's larger than my house.
How do you
vagina.
Explain that to the insurance agent? Like, what's he going to insure this for? Well,
wear and tear.
Now, is it per vagina or, you know, per
and little
foot?
Children just surprise out of it for like bounce
we
houses.
We don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay.
Ain't nothing.
We like to send out a mailer.
He's Everybody's part of the minor gay. Leagues.
Yeah, the 26-foot long sculpture in Boulder, Colorado is part of the Red Tent Revival Women's Festival.
It was that time of the month.
In Boulder, Colorado.
Had to paint the tent red.
Tampons will be sponsoring. Always. Yep.
How'd you get
wings.
Tickets to this? Well, I had to pull a few strings.
Oh yep. My God.
Bucket, that was awesome.
I'll allow it.
I mean, that was big. That was awesome.
All right, Clint Licker, tell us your
plus.
Story.
You would think.
Always with wings.
You would think his reasons for creating such a sculpture might be obvious.
Well.
No.
But no.
Yeah.
It's educational,
oh,
as it turns out.
Oh.
Educational.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says that the phenomenon of plastic surgeons trying to get people to fix their junk is not right and not okay. Yeah, he thinks that women are ashamed of
their
lady parts.
Their junk?
Fixing their junk. Women are fixing their junk.
Their nether regions?
Their nether regions, their private parts, their lady bits.
How do you fix that?
We're not, I got nothing. What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so fond of the whole area. I can't imagine what
you're No, I mean, I just can't.
Well, Mr. McCartney feels like that.
Of course he does.
That designer vagina cosmetic surgery is a problem.
The design giner.
The giner, sure.
The giner. Design giner.
Giner. Uh-huh. Now, is that the third design child giner. Of the conciliar or the fourth?
Fifth.
Oh,
so
good.
He
uh-huh.
feels that by displaying 400 vaginas as they come, maybe.
As they appear in the wild.
As they appear in the wild.
Nature's wildebeest.
Might help, you know, might help show women that maybe they all just kind of look a little different and a little scary.
Well, at 26
all at the same
feet
time.
High, they're all scary.
Right.
I would be overwhelmed.
A little bit.
I mean, I would accept the challenge, but
it's like walking into the cash after a Mercury game.
For real.
I mean,
real.
That would be a
oh my
lot.
God.
Jesus.
No, going snorkeling. I'm going snorkeling. I found a 26-foot geyser. I'm going snorkeling.
If you're interested, for more information, you can visit greatwallofvagina.com.
Send a pre-addressed
envelope. How can you not be interested?
Or swing on by Boulder, Colorado and the Red Tent Festival.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It's only red for 7 days.
Right.
Six if you're lucky.
Yeah. And if you get the shot, you can skip it a couple of months.
Oh.
It can be whatever color you want.
God help us
good
all.
Point. Oh, so, that's terrifying. I know. I love it.
No, I'm not Googling it.
I'm not either.
You don't have to.
No, we're not.
The giant gina.
I thought it was wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, very nice. Now, Bud Light, on the other hand, says it missed the mark with their line on their bottles that says, the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night.
Yep. I'm gonna Google that.
The official beer... of date rape.
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta know more about
that. Bud Light's Up for Whatever campaign is supposed to be about rallying people together for a good time.
I never put that together, but now that you say it, it seems, I'll accept it.
But on Tuesday, it was mostly uniting people in anger at the brand. A bottle of the Anheuser-Busch beer bearing the line, quote, the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary from the night, upset quite a few consumers who say the message is tone deaf considering the role alcohol frequently plays in date rape.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
true story.
A thread on the website Reddit on Monday night brought attention to the line, part of a new wave of unique Up for Whatever bottles featuring snappy lines on the label. The initial run of bottles released in early December.
What is that like?
I'm just thinking of snappy slogans that might appear on these bottles. The first one being, do you do anal?
I got a 250-year-old dildo.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce a new hashtag.
Oh.
It should be hashtag what my Bud Light might say.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Cat Carlson has the floor.
Hashtag. No, I don't have one. I would like to find people to invent stuff and post it so that I can be amused.
Okay. What would your bottle say?
So I can be amused.
Right. So I can be amused later on.
Molly has one.
Of course she does.
Of course, Molly.
Rufio sale.
I love it. Some tweets that did go out about this include, oh, Bud Light, you just got super rapey.
I love that word.
You so rapey.
That is one of my favorite words. He's really rapey.
If Bud Light removes consent from your vocabulary, let me suggest that the first no of the evening be to Bud Light. Yeah. Hey, Bud Light, did you know alcohol is one of the major tools rapists use to incapacitate their targets? When you came up with your tagline, was this in your thoughts?
I don't.
Is any of these tweets mentioned Bill Cosby anywhere?
I haven't seen one yet. I'm looking.
Bud Light, Bill Cosby's beer of choice.
Calling Bud Light PR team, you're needed for a cleanup in the stupid and thoughtless decisions aisle.
Nice.
And they spent a buttload of money on this campaign nationwide.
It came right out of the rape victim.
And it was here in town during the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So, it just goes to show. It doesn't matter how much money. They're still stupid everywhere. Stupid stupid does.
I do stupid stuff.
Hasn't Bud Light always been a little rapey? It sure has.
Well, blanket statement, booze. Just anything.
Right.
What? Were you drinking Rumplemints all night? Oh, my God. I feel so free.
Right.
Whatever.
I don't remember what happened.
Right. I don't know. Yeah.
Something that never ends well.
No, often
sure
not.
Doesn't.
So,
welcome to your 20s.
But when you put it out there with the hashtag up for whatever.
Yeah. Up for whatever.
There you go.
Good Lord.
Down by the river.
Living in a van.
Down by the river.
You know, just give the King Tut show that's coming through town with a 26 foot vagina.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
King Twat.
King Twat.
God. King Twat.
Married with his donkey. Oh, I really dig that honky.
Funky Twat.
Yeah.
All right.
Funky Twat.
And my final story for the three local lesbians who are listening, your Mercury season tickets just got useless.
No shit.
Brittany Griner
yes.
was recently arrested along with her fiancé. Following an incident involving some domestic violence.
Yep.
Because what happened? They were up for whatever.
Because they were drinking some fucking Bud Lights.
They were drinking the rapey beers.
No, wait, stand by. Coors Light is the sponsor there.
Ew.
I feel like we might. I feel like we might be safe.
It was down for whatever.
Down for whatever.
That's the fucking problem.
And in an update of that story, Brittany Griner has entered a domestic violence diversion program after her arrest on charges and suspicion of assault and disorderly conduct. Griner pled guilty to the disorderly conduct charge, but her plea is being held as she completes 26 weeks of domestic violence counseling in the Goodyear Municipal Court in Arizona.
What about the other girl?
It doesn't say anything about the other girl. I have nothing.
From
I have
the
no
Oklahoma
idea.
Shop.
I'm pretty sure she said it's not
That's
her fault. I had it coming.
She
had
truck.
It coming.
Yeah.
You know, the in reading that, the we got a dog and our wedding is coming up, and they should have just given the puppy to your friend that you want to give the puppy to.
Sam Smith.
Of course.
Who needs a puppy? And, have you listened to none of his music?
No, I have. I'm just kidding. But it's
that
just
motherfucker
the idea
needs a puppy.
That, you know, here they're coming out with, it was this, and they... I'm not condoning domestic violence, but they were throwing things at each other, apparently.
All right. I mean, like you do.
Like you do. Apparently.
Come on. Name the girlfriend that you used to fight and throw shit at. See? You know. She's there.
I'm like, no.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to name the one I wanted to.
Yeah, her.
But, you know, just come on. What were they throwing? And there were, like, a few people there, apparently, that could not break this up.
Now, the thing that
she
really...
has long arms.
Aside from the fact that maybe, you know, our season's going to shit and we're going to not win any games. The
but
thing,
she wasn't very instrumental, if I remember Katie June's whole segment from last season.
Well, her first year sucked balls. But kind of towards the end of yeah.
Sure. She had some Bud Light.
Probably sucked something else. Just
she was a real...
Due to the steroids, they were balls now.
Right. She was a real clit sucker her rookie season. I'm gonna get
she
Barney
was in the
spigot.
Minors. She was totally in the minors.
She never went pro. Here's the thing that gets me. How many times have we talked about sports
how
and domestic violence? And why shouldn't we apply that same standard to Brittany Griner?
Yeah.
You know, and this article says that the WNBA is investigating and you know,
and
I think that she should be
Everybody, like the rest of us, I read this.
But they're all getting like a C because all of them are back.
Oh yeah,
like Ray Rice is back now. Adrian Peterson's back. I had read the story completely wrong, and I thought it was the two of them fighting someone else.
No.
I didn't realize
they was
going after
at
each other.
Yeah, with a 20. I mean, one has a 26-foot vagina, so you can imagine.
Right. Yeah, no, they were
basing that on their wingspan.
Her
yeah.
They were both arrested. They both suffered minor injuries, including a bite on Griner's finger. Yeah. But
well,
otherwise,
that's because
no
when
major
she went
medical
to throw
attention.
The thing, it went all the way across the room.
For real.
Her arm.
Right.
No.
So they were fighting each other. Mm-hmm. I think like what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and I hope the WNBA makes their statement.
Yes.
On domestic violence, like the NFL had to and everybody. I mean, I know the WNBA is not the top headlining. They're you know,
oh, no, but
on
it's
El Ocho. But
it's absolutely true because now I'm horrified by the story. If it was battery, I thought they were in like a. I thought it was like an outdoor bar fight with
like
someone
a lesbian
else.
Brawl.
Yeah.
Nope.
In home with family members.
At home.
Wow.
Planning their wedding with their dog or something.
Because I saw the. I seriously saw the headline and I think I sent it to Katie like.
What about your girl?
Yeah. Like, dump those season tickets quick. Right.
Yeah. Huh.
Such a shame.
So that'll be a story to follow up on as WNBA
right.
season comes.
It
no,
needs
yeah.
to all be
WNBA needs
the
to
same.
Needs to do something about it.
They want the, you know, and quite frankly, just in general.
Because these players are representing the
soccer,
brand.
Yeah.
Right. With women's soccer, with Han Solo or whatever her name is.
Sure.
Huh?
The goalie. Solo. Hope Solo.
Oh.
Oh, not the girl. I was thought you meant the one with the head injury. The one that's always on TV now because of all her concussions.
No.
Big famous...
Gabby Giffords. No.
I remember her soccer career.
I'd like to apologize to all the affiliates for the Gabby Giffords
and
comment.
And all the Safeways out there.
Oh, she's the famous volleyball player, Ham.
Mia Ham is soccer and gorgeous. But yeah,
what sport were you talking about?
I am talking about soccer, not volleyball.
Oh, okay.
But Hope Solo is the Olympic goalie. And was on like Dancing with the Stars and was real bad, and then ended up in domestic violence with domestic violence charges in Washington State, I believe.
Did she beat the fuck out of a girl?
Her husband.
All right, atta girl. Did atta I see girl. That?
Yeah. No, now we flipped that.
Yeah.
But then so it just. No, I mean, yeah, you right really away, can't. But it was just one of those, like, if you want to be considered at the same level, then it has to be across the board.
Right. Yeah.
Good for the, I don't
yeah,
care yeah. if you're NASCAR, good for the gander. I don't care if right. you're boxing.
And I like how NASCAR is just preaching tolerance to everybody.
NASCAR is coming out just like,
NASCAR
hey,
is just coming
me.
Out left
we just
and right.
drive cars. We go around in a circle.
They're on my list mm-hmm. of favorite people besides SeaWorld for just pure balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that NASCAR, the inner sanctum, what's that called? The pit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is right, just right. the rapiest place on earth. Like they literally.
It has to be.
They
yeah.
hire hookers.
Sure.
Like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, all those girls in heels and bikinis down there.
That are
you cannot
around.
Tell me.
I've never paid attention to NASCAR. I don't oh, mean it to is, be rude, oh, but I just
the inner yeah. sanctum.
They're
what called, is that called
sponsored.
Oh yeah,
I lived with a Jeff Gordon impersonator for a while.
There is oh, stuff. Go, there is there stuff going on
know.
In that.
I know.
There's stuff
there's
going on in that center
that?
Hole.
I don't know. I don't
that
know that
you
he was
just
successful.
Do not want to know about. And like, you can't no. bring kids down there unless you've explained everything about commerce to them, because there's some money changing hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so for these fuckers to be all of a sudden sitting around preaching morality, you know you are in a dark place right. when NASCAR is telling
you're
you.
You're in a dark place if you're with Mama June.
Yeah.
That's what I'm. That's all
she
I'm
she has
saying.
Blocked out all possible sunlight.
She has eclipsed
hide and seek
morals.
What? All right, so much for not fat shaming
oh,
people.
Oh, fat shame.
Yeah,
hey. Fat shame.
There pork it goes. Top, there it
belly,
goes.
Whatever.
But at the same time, if you're gonna go on TV,
come on,
come on.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Anyway, and just be gross. Like if you're gonna go dumpster diving,
right?
Be smaller than the dumpster.
Right.
Well, make me wonder which one's the dumpster. You know what I mean?
At least we're not shaming her for being gay.
Either the square one or the round one.
I can't
I don't
tell.
Know. I can't handle yeah. this.
Because she's attracted to the females. She's attracted to males. You cannot hide who you truly are.
She just, like I said, can't hide. And then you with your, I'm loving
Do you
that.
Like my Honey Boo Boo accent?
I did.
Of
I
all the accents
it.
That I can do, that one.
Yeah, I'm loving that.
Yep.
Because Clayton and I are real good at the accents. I don't know if you remember.
No.
Yeah.
I did enjoy
yeah,
that.
That.
I enjoyed the dialect.
Next caller.
Oh, well, next caller.
So, I mean, we're not going to talk about the SCOTUS? Like, nobody?
Well, they didn't. They haven't come back, from what I understand.
Oh, but they had live
was,
correspondence.
And it was tied, what my understanding was.
It was the Lady were... Weir. It was the Lady Weir there.
Yeah. But they had a live correspondence all day today from giving the question and answer periods. And
somebody.
Roberts went back and forth. He had a couple. Mm-hmm. His questions seemed like he was leaning more towards. A no to gay marriage vote. Right. His questions were
which
very
I think
telling.
Was the surprising kind of, and then someone came out.
And then Kennedy's
forgive me, it was somebody, but there was someone who was arguing basically for discrimination, and that was, I believe, toward the end of the day, and kind of walked themselves into a corner.
Yeah, which they always do.
People were like,
well, because they came back with the, what about 70-year-olds that don't yeah. that get married, mm-hmm. they can't have children? Like, what are you doing yep. with them?
What do you have? What's
but
happening there?
Kennedy's questions kind of leaned back and forth, and everybody was left wondering what Kennedy might do. Mm. Because it's either going to be Roberts or Kennedy that has to fall to our side. And Roberts didn't
I
seem...
thought Roberts was the one last time. Yes?
Roberts was the one that pissed off everybody on Obamacare. And I can't... Mm-hmm. I think I
but
can't...
2 years ago in June, I and thought I, it was him that was...
No, it was 5-4, and I thought he sided with the 4.
Oh, see, I thought
it was... It was Obamacare.
Okay.
But Kennedy is the one that we always hope for. Kennedy's the one that... Okay. He usually always comes down on the side of... He goes down on the, on
yeah,
the gay
yeah.
side.
Careful.
Watch it. But anyway, so it was very
Lock
interesting
it.
Today to watch. They had people on HuffPo that were, and they took turns. Like, they went for a couple hours. They took breaks. Okay. It was interesting reading.
I honestly didn't want to say anything about it because I was like, last I had heard, it was kind of this even mix. And I thought, I'm just going
to. And it is going to come down. Yeah. It's going to be a 5-4 decision
mm-hmm.
either way. It just depends on where, you know. There's a chance of a 6-3 if Roberts throws his hat.
What about the douchebag in Iowa who's trying to come up with that the federal government has.
Oh, Steve King.
Steve King.
Steve
was that
King.
Your shitty shit shit thing
yeah.
that you had?
Steve, King,
I saw
Steve
that.
King and Ted Cruz both have uh-huh. come out with, they want to pass amendments so that the Supreme Court can't rule on gay marriage. They both had bills passed saying
that the Supreme Court is not allowed to rule on marriages. That's something that's held up for a vote. So they kind of want to get rid of the third branch of government. And it's a precedent that's never been, it's been thought of before, but it's never, a law has never been passed. But it's in there as like a back door to it, and everyone's talked about it with different laws, but no one's actually ever got it passed. And they say that it won't. It's just that Ted Cruz and Steve King have both come up with these bills. And Cruz wants to make an amendment to the Constitution, but he wants to go state by state first, because an amendment to the Constitution takes so much time. But they want to do this thing faster so that the Supreme Court is cut off like in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. But then I think Hillary, it's just even more poignant to point out that Hillary came out today. Like,
oh, and she changed her symbol to the rainbow. That. She went all Google
brilliant.
On our asses.
Yep. She, a girl.
She changed her brilliant. Hospital this way to...
Hospital this way. That's
all
right.
That.
To the rainbow. Hospital that way.
Yeah. There's a gay hospital
run to Oz.
Just to your right. Yeah. My left, your right. You know what I mean? Like,
well, however you turn the H.
I just honestly don't know what she was thinking with that fucking thing. But so Ted Cruz, just horrible on every level. So these two hotel guys in New York City, they have...
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about that, actually.
Oh, I thought you... Were you done? Were you going to do it, or were you going to redone?
Well, no, I was going to bail out on it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no,
okay.
So they own Out NYC, the nightclub XL, which I was so worried was my favorite club in New York called X. Okay. It was called the 10th Avenue Lounge, but the 10 was with an X. Okay. That has just reopened to something else, and I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called Bartini, but I absolutely love it. It's a fabulous bar. Turns out not the same. Thank God.
Okay, thank goodness.
And then they have a lot of businesses on... Pine Valley, but that's all my children.
Oh my God, that's all my children. Palmer Cortland would say no.
On Fire Island. They have all these businesses on Fire Island, and they're very rich. The one guy had a 23-year-old gay guy in his bathtub earlier in the summer.
Okay.
And they had an actual fundraiser for an anti-gay politician, because they're very concerned about Israel is what they're posing this all under. Well, then they had a fireside chat last weekend with Ted Cruz, a sit-down. So here's these big, prominent gays, former lovers. Now they're broken up, but they're like Siegfried and Roy. They're still together, still taming cats or whatever they do and killing gay guys, which I'm sure Siegfried and Roy participated in some point. I'm sure they fed one of those white cats something. But anyways,
he was no good. Give him to the lion.
Again, we're based on almost no facts. What's our motto?
I'll keep talking.
Yeah. Sparingly.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Right, yeah, exactly. So
actual knowledge is used sparingly.
Used sparingly. But anyway, so these guys have had a sit-down fireside chat where they were allegedly... Oh, yeah, Aaron, look it up. 23-year-old dead guy last summer in the bathtub, and the cops didn't ask any questions, and he got off with nothing. And it was like... And this was not some, like, deadbeat club kid. This was a kid with a degree from a... He was drugged and killed. He was Whitney Houston in a bathtub.
Was he Ray J'd?
He was Ray J'd. Yeah, he was Ray J'd. Okay. So anyways, these guys, they have all these gay businesses, gay friendly. They host this secret fireside chat for like a couple of millionaires in their apartment, fireside chat with Ted Cruz, who allegedly doesn't show up without a $500,000 paycheck for a fireside check. And they were just going to check. Anyways, they were supposed to be talking about foreign policy in Israel, and then they were like, well, we're not going to talk to Hillary Clinton about gay marriage. We need to talk to Ted Cruz, was last week's stance.
Okay.
Well, now they're boycotting everything. There's boycotts of out New York City, NYC, the hotel. There's boycotts of the club. Gay Men's Chorus canceled their fundraiser last week. The big Broadway Bears, the strip show that raises money for equity. What's the Broadway Cares? Equity Fights AIDS. Mm-hmm. They stopped it. Their big fundraiser in a couple of months has been stopped. All these organizations are like, oh, fuck no. And these guys are on Facebook changing their story like every week. And they're like, well, we wanted to talk to him because he doesn't agree with us on gay marriage. And now they're like, oh, well, we didn't know he was that horrible about gay marriage. And the funniest thing on The View was the lady was like, Cristela was like, well, that's because the internet's like $30 at those fancy hotels.
Yeah, that I saw. I thought that's why they didn't know. Couldn't Google it.
Wow. Couldn't Google it. Couldn't look that up. But it's so great to see the community rallying, and they're trying to like pick out the businesses on Fire Island that they're not associated with for you to go to. There's people. Hey, Dee. There's people changing vacations from Fire Island to P-Town. Like,
okay.
It's turned into this big thing of, like, you will not sit down. And it's a little bit oppressive, but at the same time, like, they did a fundraiser for an anti-gay politician a couple, and it was an actual fundraiser. But this one was a sit-down with Ted Cruz. And if you have something to ask about Israel or you have questions about foreign policy, you don't go with a freshman senator.
Sure.
The right. junior senator from Texas. Go find John McCain. He's a little questionable on gay rights, but he's got something to say about Israel. They are fucktards to the max, and they keep playing dumb and dumber and dumbest. And there was a big protest yesterday, but everything, you know, Baltimore's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So we really can't get on this. But the protest yesterday outside of the hotel, and these guys are like feeling it in their pocketbooks.
Okay.
And now they're saying, like, if you're going to do this, if you paid $500,000, which you're denying, but that's what Ted Cruz says. And Ted Cruz is using it as his way to saying, I'm a big tent Republican. I went and sat down with gay guys, even though I hate them.
Mm.
So Ted Cruz is using it to his advantage.
Okay.
So it makes them out to be even bigger schmucks.
Sure.
So now everyone's holding them hostage for $1 million donation to a gay charity. Like, you have to give money. And they're crying on I mean, it's turning into Tammy Faye Baker. It's just
God.
They're like, oh, because their story changes every 5 minutes, and they're just offensive. They are like the Siegfried and Roy of New York City.
No,
and it's turned ugly. And unfortunately, there's so much news this week that you just can't find all these. It's one of those weeks that you're like, what the fuck?
Overloaded.
Well, I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna have you research more of that over this next week, and we will do that big time next week once they change the story again.
Yeah, we'll see how it turns out. The protest was yesterday. Was yesterday at like 4? Let's say 4:20.
All right, kids, we're gonna go to our final segment. We've just got a few minutes left here on the show, and it goes a little like this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck. Oh, no, but we'll just fake that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you can go through the 18 different
questions. Oh, I know. We have like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So... well, just like, what is your biggest phobia? And I think we've covered this before, but let's just have a reminder. Like, what's your biggest fear or phobia? It could be either one. I don't care.
It would...
because I think it's the picture you're looking at.
You have no idea. Yeah.
Fear or phobia?
Like, what just scares the bejesus out of you?
Anything that moves faster than I do, which, quite frankly, is just about damn near anything.
I was just going to say about most everything.
So that limits everything. So I don't like much. But, I mean, like, rats and things like that, but honestly, I get really kind of fucked up if I have to shake somebody's hand.
Yeah. You mentioned that before.
Yeah. I just, it really puts me in almost a panic mode. I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
Mm-mm. That's why, you know, a little fist bump kind of thing, whatever, to be polite, but otherwise, no. But if we're going with creepy crawly shit... uh-uh. Anything moves faster than I do. I love turtles and snails.
God's slower creatures.
And cockadomingo, as it were.
I don't like spiders and snakes. And that ain't what it takes to love me.
I was the other day, I was telling somebody about that song. They're like, what? I'm like, Brownstone Station, Brownsville Station.
Tom T. Hall.
Oh, I thought it was
an old country song.
Nero, we're talking about what your biggest
fears
fear,
or phobia
kind of thing. Yeah.
I just want to say I'm tired of all these motherfucking snakes. Motherfucking plane.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Jim Stafford, not Tom T. Hall.
Oh, yeah. I had it on a K-Tel album.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. I love it.
I don't know about phobias to go that far. I certainly am not a snake fan. No.
Trouser or otherwise.
Correct.
Gave that a Valentine.
That's funny.
In any particular iteration. In fact, we moved the last time there was a snake in the house. Because, I mean, you know, living in the desert like we do.
Set the fucking house on fire. Let's go.
For real. Burn this motherfucker down.
That was totally my advice. One of my friends just posted on Facebook that one of her kids, like, nearly stepped on a snake or whatever. And I said, burn it down. Burn it right now. That's the only way. But yeah, we were living in the apartment and we were
No, a snake in an apartment is not acceptable.
And a second floor apartment.
No. Yet. That means that fucker's not alone.
No. So here's what happened. So we're just, you know, sitting there and it's like, you know, evening time, kids are getting ready to go to bed, and one kid, just calm as fucking can be like, "Hey guys, there's a snake in the house." And we're like, "What the fuck?" And we're like, "What?" He's like, "No, a real snake. Look." And we like lean over and sure as shit, there's a snake by the stairs, and I like put both feet up on the couch, and I stood right up, and I said, "Nope, it's you," and I'm like hitting Sharon on the arm. I'm like, "Nope,
yep,
that one's you."
I can't, I just can't.
And she looks at me, and she's like, "Why the fuck is this one?" Because I said, "It is this one. Yep, your team." And like a good Italian woman, she went and got a broom.
Oh, we had a girl.
Oh yeah, like you do.
Swept that motherfucker out of the house.
The odd thing is that you bring this up, and I've had multiple dreams of late where. Where it's always a struggle where whatever I'm involved in, there's no option out. There's no, you're restricted. And
I can't wait to tell that to Sturdy, your therapist with two dolls.
No.
I hate being trapped.
Safety words are different.
No. Philadelphia.
Harder. Wrong. Bad word. Damn
bad
it.
Word. Bad safe word.
Go faster. The thought, I get major anxiety when I think of, I cannot, even when channel surfing, you know how they have all those shows about locked up or in jail and I can't watch them because I freak out.
Hoarding?
Just
what about hoarders?
Hoarding?
A bit?
I do get anxiety about hoarding because I know that I'm not that person and the fear of ever becoming that person. The fact that I have 5 lawnmowers and I live in Phoenix, Arizona.
2 cats.
Doesn't mean shit.
Hillary.
But Carlton and I were talking about this last night. You know, you can freely walk. He's worried about it more than I am, I think. But you can freely walk through every single room of my house and there's not stacks and stacks of stuff. Okay, there's a few more magazines than I should have in the living room of Echo and local news that I need to throw away.
Because you got to save the ones with your picture in them.
But no, I don't. But anyway, no, I think that's my biggest phobia is that inability to get out or move or do something that drives me crazy.
Claustrophobia is a new one for me, and but honestly, mine is propane tanks.
Oh,
really?
Any kind of like, and that's the fact that I have a gas stove and oven now. Hi, Harrison. The hola was to you. That I've learned to live with a gas oven stove oven and hot water heater is a big deal.
Okay,
but lighting propane for like a barbecue. Oh, like I have to have free range. Like I have to be a free range chicken at that point because I have to be able to like stick the match in and then run 30 feet.
Okay.
A city block exploded in Buffalo when I was a kid and like killed all kinds of people because of a propane explosion.
Oh, wow.
And once I found out the damage that one of those little 5-pound tanks can do if you're not careful, and I'm like, oh no.
And Nan says elevators.
You know,
a lot of people I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't like. Landings, you're pretty much good because the fuel's all gone. But taking off on airplanes, I don't like. I do pray. I'm the guy praying during.
Is that a leftover from the Challenger?
No, I just
because they were full up on the way up.
Right. Oh yeah. But and blew the fuck up. But elevators, and I'm not afraid of them. But because I ride an elevator every day at work, I watch so many people. Like math phobia, when you watch that happen. Uh-huh. I watch so many people on my 11 flights up go through elevator phobias, and I'm like, this is a real thing.
It's a real thing, yeah.
All right, kids, we've done it. We've done another 3 hours. The show number 213 is in the bag. Thank you for joining us. Not much else to do, but thank everybody in the chat room all around the world. If you're listening to us on demand, thank you for doing that as well. We're going to do our best to be here next Tuesday for you, like it or not, and bring a question. Bring a beverage and join us in the chat room.
We need help with these questions, everybody.
We're going to leave you with our parting phrase. We will
see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.